You know what's going to happen? This show is going to make no sense to like 95% of the people.
Are we still doing a radio show?
Lunatic Radio.
LunaticRadio.com
2006.
Yeah, what up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Keeter McCann. Alongside me today is Ronnie Beans and the CEO of Rocket.
Woohoo!
A little crazy show today.
Scotso!
Scott Osechek, Jenny Blowjob, Brackets of Booty, a lot of sports talk, Sopranos, Fat Kev's calling us off air. Dude, I'm hammered. I want to call in, dude.
Yeah.
Dude,
there's nothing to eat.
Dude, I'm listening to the show live, dude, and there's no naked chicks. I thought you guys bring naked chicks every week. Fat dude, Kev.
Dude. Hey, no boobs in the house, buddy.
What happened?
What happened?
What did you happen with you?
Shit, dude, up Phillies.
You're on the Phillies?
We're at Phillies, dude. The ball up the road.
You threw a ball up the road?
I didn't throw a ball up the road, dumbass. We had a bar up the road.
And what'd you do there?
What are you doing, dude? How come I can barely hear you?
Kev.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, maybe we should call you back. Let me call you back.
No, Kev.
Yeah.
You drinking Coors Light?
Of course, you don't drink Coors Light, dude.
Hey, Kev, I think we want to put you in a Coors Light commercial somehow.
Well, how are we going to do that, dude?
Kev has to know everything.
We're going to make a commercial, we're going to tape it, and then we're going to send it to Coors Light and tell them they can use it.
Tell me fucking Ronnie Beans is there.
Yeah, I'm here. And your buddy Rickety Rocket there, Kev, eh?
Dude, Lisa's showing her boobies right now.
Good.
Nice.
Kev, Lisa's your roommate. Have you seen the Hey Nanny Nanu?
No, I've only seen her right breast.
That's a victory for
fucking. No, it's actually the left breast.
Well, how can you tell the difference?
Because we were in the car and I was behind the Ocknod. In Vegas.
What the fuck did he just say? What did he say?
You don't want to know.
Oh, God.
He saw her in the taxi in Vegas.
Yeah, but I've seen her before. She shows her boobs all the time.
You just said you didn't see them.
She shows boobs all the time, dude. She's a boob shower.
She's a boob shower.
So Fat Kev drank the Coors Light tonight?
No doubt, dude. I'm so proud my dog didn't shit in the house.
Kev got a new puppy, everybody. Congratulations on the new pet.
Another one.
What's the name of this puppy?
Went up to the bar, came home, and the fucking dog didn't shit in the house. How about that?
What's the name of the pooch?
Silver Bullet.
Mason.
Fat Kev,
yeah,
too.
You know why he's called Mason?
Why?
Because he's built like a brick shit house.
So, wait, Kev, is this last week on air? You were talking about how you're going to go on the 8-year plan, like your little brother there. So, what's the deal? Are you really going to do this? Is this the real deal?
I keep buying dogs, dumbass. What do you think about that?
Are you banging the dogs now?
No, I'm rubbing up against the dogs. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to date dogs from now on.
That's sweet. Wait, any type of dog or one breed in particular?
Black labs. They seem to be nice.
So you're into the African Americans?
That's fucking downright mean right there, Leah.
I didn't say anything.
I can't even believe you just said that.
You're bringing up the judgments, not me.
What, dude? You said African Americans. I turned them into black labs. What the fuck, dude? It's so fucking mean right there.
Damn, I had a great joke right there, but I'm not saying it because Ron would leave the show.
How come it sounds like the fucking vacuum cleaner's on when you're talking to me?
Maybe you're vacuuming, Kevin. You just don't know.
Fat Kev is dusting.
Kev, you're in another world. Well, Kev's on the Coors Lights right now, everybody.
I want to tell you, I clean this house every fucking day. My roommate does nothing.
Except show her boobs.
She doesn't even show her boobs that often, dude.
You just said she showed them all the time.
Kev? Once in a while at special events, like bar mitzvahs or something.
Jesus, out.
Bar mitzvahs.
She whips them out for the occasional bris.
So, Fat Kev, last week you gave us a drunk call on a Monday saying that you're done with women. And you said you're going to go on the eight-year plan.
Well, here's the deal, dumbass. I tend to drink a lot on Mondays. Because Fat Kev's off on Mondays.
Okay, no,
he goes in late on Tuesdays.
Okay. So Fat Kev...
Kev's weekend.
Fat Kev is only going to bang one girl. Now, this is your goal. This is what you said to us. You said your goal was to get laid once in the next 8 years. Now, you're not really setting your goals too high there, buddy.
That's what I'm looking for, dude. Once.
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 Why only once in 8 years?
Because I'm shooting for the limit, dude. I'm shooting high.
Oh, so your goal is to bang one really smoking hot chick in the next 8 years?
No. One really, really big, fat, black chick.
Okay.
But, Kev, that's not a goal. That's like charity work, dude.
You know how hard it is to find a super, super fat black chick, dude? Who will bang a fucking skinny white guy with no game with a little penis? Come on.
Are you talking about me or you?
Obviously, I'm talking about me because I'm having sex with women.
Yeah, but you said the skinny part. You threw me off.
That's true, dude. You understand I own a mountain bike now.
All right, Kev's working out.
Whoa, really?
Kev's turning into John Baisdell.
Kev rides the mountain bike.
I'm Lance Armstrong, dude. I get the white cross and everything.
Yeah, to the beverage center to get the Coors Lights.
Did you get cancer yet?
I got the spandex, everything. I'm so upset.
Yeah. How them Irish bulls looking those Speedos?
Good, dude. Nice and small.
Good, dude. Nice and small.
Hey, Fat Kev, dude. You're getting famous on the MySpace. How you feeling about that?
Yeah. Oh, the MySpace is going good. whatever. Who cares? You want to talk to Kev? Talk to Kev.
They can't exactly talk to you. You got to read stuff.
I know. Who's that chick who keeps sending me emails, dude? I can't stand that one.
She's called Stalker Connie.
Stalker Connie, dude. Tell her to shut the fuck up. I can't even read that fast. She says the damn thing so fast. I read one. It's like, fuck, Jesus Christ, stop sending shit.
I can't even read that fast. She types so fast.
I love him, dude.
Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, back it off. Maybe one like every 4 or 5 minutes, not like one every other minute. You know, it's those stupid ones. Like, you know, you get into them, you like start reading them. It's like, oh, if you read this, you're gonna, you'll gain $1,000 in 1 week. Read this, pass it on, forward it to 9 people, and then you'll get $1,000 next week. I forward that thing to 27 people. I get shit. I get $1. I actually owe bills. Fucking higher education sent me a bill for $20,000. What the fuck? I said, this is Stoker County. I said, forward that to Stoker County, dude. She stole the fucking money.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I send him my bills, dude. That's fucking funny.
What the fuck is that thing? I don't even understand all that shit.
Oh, shit.
You know?
You're a funny dude, Fat Kev.
Luck of the Irish, dude. He sent me this one with Luck of the Irish. You fucking send this money, you get Luck of the Irish, you find a fucking rainbow. I went to the fucking rainbow. I'm sitting out there, it fucking finally rained. 140 fucking days it hasn't rained in Arizona. It finally rains. I'm outside looking for a fucking rainbow because Stalker County sent me a fucking email about rainbows and poly gold. Fucking finally rained. I went looking for the fucking rainbow. Sit there for 4 hours looking for a damn rainbow. It didn't happen. What the fuck is that shit, dude?
I don't know what planet he's on, dude.
Kev wants a rainbow.
What the fuck?
Kev wants a rainbow.
What the fuck did you just say? Dude, how do you know? You were out in the desert looking for a rainbow?
Yeah, dude. It hasn't rained in 140 days. Stalker Connie sends me a fucking thing about a leprechaun and this fucking rainbow where you can find a pot of gold. She sent it to me the day before it rained. So I'm thinking, okay. It rained the next day. I'm like, it's my lucky day. It fucking rained. There's going to have to be a fucking rainbow. I'm outside looking for the fucking rainbow. No rainbow.
Wow.
You are amazing, dude.
Did you get a G-Deuce yet or what?
A G-Deuce. Oh, G-Deuce. Kev's sending me a driver for golf.
Yeah,
it's about time. Yeah. Kev's looking me up. Fat Kev.
Did you get the G-Deuce or not?
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Stalker Connie wants to talk to you about the rainbow.
Dude, I got a rainbow for her. Hold on. Well. Take it right in.
She's got a cold.
Hold on. She's going to call up the program.
Hold on, Kev.
Hold on one sec, Kev.
Connie, there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, hold on.
Kev, you're on the line with...
All right, everyone's together.
Kev, you're on the line with Stalker Connie. She wants to say something to you, I guess.
What's up?
Hey, Kev, you're reading something else. I didn't say no bullshit about rainbows.
I don't know. I'm just running around looking for shit, dude. That MySpace thing, dude.
You can meet a layout for 4 or 5, baby.
I know. It's way too many Coors Lights, way too many fucking rainbows. Way too many pops of gold.
Those are called bulletins, not messages. I don't message you.
I didn't get that. You're going to have to say that one more time because it came in like Rain Man was saying it.
Bulletin's too big a word, Stalker.
I said those are called bulletins, not messages. I don't message you.
Oh, atta girl.
Yes. I still love you.
Oh, that's a great thing because I'm so sick and tired of looking at that shit. I apologize, but it's just way too much crap for me.
Fat Cat, sweet talk Stalker Connie. She needs some sweet loving from you. Sweet talker.
I barely can turn the computer on. I basically know where I'm going for a minute. And then I get all this crap, and I'm like, oh, shit, dude, I got to turn this off.
Hit the power button. It's flustered.
My computer's about to crash. I have to turn the thing off. I think it's done.
Stalker, do you understand any of that?
I know, he sounds drunk.
Fat yeah, Kev, say something nice to Stalker. Sweet talk, Stalker. Let's hear some Fat Kev game.
He's got some great cans. Man. I've seen the picture. Looking good. Couple Coors Light bottles. Pretty sweet.
What? That's your game, Kev?
So did you just say she has a couple Coors Light bottles for boobs?
Yeah, I guess so, dude. Maybe she'll fucking force it.
Connie, my brother's hammered, I think.
Yeah, we apologize for him.
No, that's okay.
Connie, I wanted to congratulate you on all your efforts on the lunaticradio.com message board, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome, guys.
Yeah. You rock.
Hey, I went over to her website, her MySpace site, dude. I could barely even get through it. It was so much crap on there, dude. Rocket, why is my site not that good?
Oh, you want all like the little glittery things going on, Kev?
Yeah, what's up, man? I've got all my bitches on there and stuff. What's up?
You want the little LOLs all over the place?
All that stuff. I want hearts and kisses, hugs and bitches, all that crap, dude.
Hey, if you're a little bit nicer, maybe I'll send you some stuff like that.
Oh! Hearts and kisses, hugs and bitches, I want all of it.
Dude, now...
Maybe I'll send you a picture of a Coors Light bottle between my tits if you're nice.
Oh my God, Stalker, you might be my best friend ever right now. Usually.
Kev would rather see a Coors Light between the boobs than his own cock, I'm thinking.
Seriously, you might have become my new best friend. Seriously. You are definitely my friend of the day. You earned that.
Friend of the day. Kev meets a new one every day.
Fat Kev's friend of the day.
Hey, you know I do. That's how we pick up all White Sox. I had a friend of the day when I got a few beers in me. A couple friends of the day, and we ended up winning some championships.
All right.
I'm thinking Stalker Connie might be my new champion.
Got anything to say to that, Stalker?
You know what? I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything at all. I kept cutting off.
Kev's speaking Arabic, I think.
Yeah. Kev, I'll hook up your page. I'll make it all glittery and nice with all the hearts and bitches.
Kev, I want to keep you on the line there.
Nothing's more good looking than a girl with a Puma shirt on, a pink hat on, and a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. Nothing good looking and a finger sticking right at you. Nothing good looking like Lisa, pissed off.
Okay.
Hey, you want to hear something funny? You want to hear a really good story?
Sure.
No,
so,
that's him.
So my new, Kev, my new puppy.
Hold on, be quiet for a second.
Yeah, let's talk or talk. Hold on a sec.
No, I hate you. I don't like you very much, but I'll let you pour Coors Light on my tits and let you suck it off me.
Oh, see, you're definitely my new friend now.
I love these.
I'll even pay for the Coors Light set.
Oh, look at that!
Oh, you big spender. Fucking $600 for a case.
I also want to say that I was game with Jenny Blowjob. She's awesome.
That's
she's
right.
She's so hot, dude.
But you
that's
should
like
have,
the love of my life right there.
But you shitheads are making fun noises in the background.
No.
Yeah.
We
that's
let
not
you
hot.
Go.
That's not hot at all.
No, no, no. We let you go for a while, and you guys didn't do anything. You had the floor all by yourselves, and you guys did nothing.
All right.
Call her back, and we'll have Fat Kid with us, too.
Ooh.
All right. Can we stop for a second? I can tell you my story?
Yeah.
Really, really good story.
All right. Hurry up, Kev. Let's go.
All right. So last night, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm fucking sleeping, right? And my roommate's got my brand new puppy. Now, my roommate being this fucking Arizona State chick named Lisa with huge boobies. So she's sitting there in her bed, right? And she grabs my new dog, and my new dog jumps in her bed, whatever. And she begins to piss all over her bed.
Lisa or the dog?
The dog, Mason. So Lisa goes to grab the dog, get the dog off the bed, and swoops underneath her to grab her, and the dog pisses right in Lisa's hand.
Oh. Hold on.
Hold on.
We get more people?
Yeah, hold on a second.
He's kind of funny. You're saying he's funny.
Oh,
I watched it. It's done.
That is arguably Lisa. Hello. Who do we have on the line now?
We got Connie, Jenny, and Fat Kev.
Ew,
Fat
Kev.
You might not
need
to touch that anymore.
Jenny?
What? He better not be mean to me. He's mean right now. He's a mean drunk. It's ugly.
Kev doesn't know what planet he's on.
I love Kev, though. I love him so much. He is usually such a sweet guy. I am shocked, and I couldn't even suck dick right now. That's how bad it is.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah?
What planet are you on?
Not this one.
See? He's on planet Mean Guy.
What is she saying, dude?
You're being mean right now. Why is that, Kev? Why? I've seen your mic.
How am I mean?
Huh?
How am I mean?
You're just not being nice to Soccer Connie, and you know you're not.
Oh, no. That's because I got a lot of fucking emails.
I don't know. No fucking email.
Listen, I know you don't, honey.
You're just being mean. Hey. I love Fat Kev, though. This is difficult for me because I haven't seen you mean like this before. Maybe this is how you really are, but I don't like it one bit. Tell him, Jenny. I need to ask some more. I'm like overwhelmed. Kev, you're such a good guy. I would so.
Hold on. Are you alright?
Seriously, I would so let you rest your beer on my head while I was giving you head. Like, you're
cool. Stop talking.
I love it, but you're mean.
That kid just shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
I can't even take it. I don't even want you to talk because I know you're just going to be mean to me and then I'll.
Oh!
What are you doing?
I think it's just.
He broke the system.
Jenny?
Anyone there?
Anyone?
Wow. Oh, Connie's there.
Connie. Wow, what happened?
Hey,
what
are you doing?
Oh, there
you
go.
You girls are all great. I love all you girls. You guys are great. I love all you. Jenny, Stark, Connie, all great. My only problem is Stark and Connie gave me way too much shit to read.
I can't read. It's MySpace. You just get a posting. I never read them. They're boring. Fuck everything.
Yeah, but I don't know MySpace. It's my first time on it. I read everything. I'm trying to read everything taking 4 days.
All right.
You got the handbook, Kev. You're such a sweet guy. Don't bitch. I know, but don't get mad at Connie. It's not her fault.
I'm not getting mad.
I've never spoken.
I love Connie.
Oh, really? How much do you love her?
I live her so much. I would so fuck her down, and you're so mean to her.
Really?
I'm not trying to be mean.
You don't even know what planet you're on.
One at a time.
Go up, eat a sandwich, and take an aspirin. You're going to use it in the morning. And you're so classy.
All right. Why doesn't everyone just calm down? And I think we need Connie and Jenny to continue what they tried before. And
because now we have Fat Kev. If his brother's going to be an idiot, you don't think he's going to be and blow it for everyone?
No, that won't happen.
Don't even act like, no, Rocket. I would rather just phone sex you up later tonight, Rocket.
Nice.
And you two, we'll do a three-way. But not you, Karen. I'm mad at you. And not you, Fat Kev, because you're too drunk and you pass out.
Hey, Fat Kev.
What?
Neither one of us are getting laid.
Dude, what's odd about that?
No news. No news here.
I got two dogs. I'll just rub against them for a little bit.
Oh, God.
Ew. You'll rub bologna on them and make them lick it off.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know what the fuck's going on with these chicks.
Connie, you're still? Yes. Honey, I love you, and I'm sorry he was mean. He's a mean drunk tonight.
I love you too, Jenny.
Good.
I love you all.
You're a sweetheart. Seriously?
All right.
I mean, like that one bit.
I want to touch all of you.
I don't want to touch all of you, including your brother.
I want to touch Fat Ron, Rocket, all of
them. You're so gay. You and your brother are fucking broke backs.
Kev, are we broke backs?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what I'm doing.
He doesn't know what a broke back is.
I'm wearing spandex because of my mountain bike. I'm hugging dogs. I don't know what's going on.
Fat Kev loves fucking riding bareback with men.
No, I do. I do like doing that. Absolutely.
You do? Are you?
Kev, you like
1,000%?
Riding?
1,000%.
You like riding bareback?
I like riding anything. If it's fucking, I'm riding.
Okay.
Fucking, Kev's a fucking MySpace stalker.
What? I'm not going on MySpace again. That's it.
No, I gotta make the...
I lost the password. I have no idea where I'm going. I'm not going on it ever again.
All right.
Kev, you're not supposed to answer all the postings, though.
I don't know how to work that, Jenny. I don't know idea what's going on there.
I would have caught you if you just would have put the Coors Light down for a minute. I could have.
Oh, seriously, talk to Rocket and Ronnie and ask them my computer skills.
But they aren't me. I can guide you. Trust me.
I suck at computer skills.
I can so guide you
there
myself.
Answering all the shit. I'm like, what the hell is this? Stalker Connie keeps sending me shit. I'm like, what's going on, dude?
How do I respond to the Eddie King?
Wait. Fat Kev hates MySpace.
That's not even it. I hate it because I have to answer all this crap.
You're so classy.
Fat Kev, you lost
it.
I drink two beers. Shut up.
That's what they all say.
Well, shut up, dude.
Come on.
All right, Connie.
Be nice.
Connie?
Yes.
I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Connie,
kissing your ass.
We love Connie.
Connie's been around since day one, and she was the first one to reach the 1,000 postmark on the board.
So bravo to Connie. Let's all give a clap to Connie.
Can I explain myself one more time,
sure.
please?
Kev, I don't think you can explain anything.
One more time, okay?
Right, try.
I get this MySpace, and the first person on there is Connie, the stalker Connie.
Right, we know what happened.
I'm thinking she's my best friend on the planet, so I'm like, I'm emailing back. I'm trying to email. I'm trying to send messages, and then next thing you know, there's another message.
Hey, it's not messages. It's called bulletins.
Okay,
I'll send you messages. I'll send you 100 messages if you want me to. I'll start doing it too. We'll fucking duck.
Hey, listen. Again, I'm not trying to offend you. Stop talking!
I'm Ken Puss. I'm going to be Fat Kev, my Coors Light drinker.
All right. Stop. All right. All right. We've had
this. You're still not getting it. You're still understanding what I'm telling you.
We don't understand.
I don't understand what's happening with the computer. I keep answering everything you send.
But I can help you. I can guide you. I would really help you do it.
Okay, I'm asking you too. And you're saying
I will.
And you're 95 match.
I'll call you because I have your number, Kev. I will so call you. I'll prank call you.
It doesn't get old to me. For some reason, it's not old.
I will prank call you.
All right, so we solve this problem. Jamie's going to help Fat Kev figure out how to answer mails and control the bulletins. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make the page full of hugs and kisses and bitches, and everybody will be happy.
Stalker Connie is the greatest.
Yes.
So this is what we figured out. I want to thank.
Well,
I got some other business to talk to Fat Kev about. I would like to thank Jenny for coming back on the show.
Yes.
And Stalker Connie, I want to thank you for coming back on the show as well.
Kieran.
Yes.
I want you to have a date soon.
Okay.
You really need to get laid.
I'll try.
All right.
I'm working on it. All right. Thank you, lady.
I love you. I love you, Ronnie Bean.
Bye bye.
Stalker Connie rules.
Bye.
I love you too, Rocket. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
So we got rid of the two ladies.
All right, Fat Kev.
Kev.
Bye, Fat Kev.
Bye, Fat Kev. Kev?
Kev?
Kev.
Uh-oh.
Is he dead?
Kev hung up. We got Connie.
Oh, we got Connie. All right, Connie. I want to thank you for coming on the show, even though we were dicks to you before.
It's cool, guys.
All right, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, for the record, Kieran was the dick. Mm-hmm. I was not part of that, nor was Ronnie.
I'll play the devil on that one.
Yeah, I had a siesta.
That was amazing.
Oh, wait, hold on. Here he comes.
Kev.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had nothing to talk to you about. I just wanted to get the chicks on the phone.
Oh, dude, I have no idea what the hell's going on.
So, listen, everyone out there, I want you to go and mail Kev if you're on MySpace. It's myspace.com/thefatkev.
That's P-H-A-T, Kev.
Yeah, all one word.
Do it.
Everyone.
Yeah. Rock will answer all your emails and send them back to you.
Fat Kev feels obligated to answer every email.
Now, Kev, when you send mail back, you don't have to mail letters like through the post office.
I'm not going on MySpace ever again. Stop.
No, you got to now. You're going to have so many fans. God.
Kev, you understand?
I'm done, dude.
You understand that email is an electronical mail, right?
I fucked it all up to begin with. I'm done with it.
We're going to fix it. We're going to make it better.
Oh, I'm done with it.
Kev, you heard of this thing Hooked on Phonics?
Fat Kev said no.
I feel like Kev's got like a Bam Bam, like caveman club in his hand or something.
No, dude, my roommate's jumping on a trampoline in the backyard. I'm going to have to go out there.
All right, Kev, go have trampoline sex.
I'm going to try. I'm going to work that shit.
All right. Have fun, Kev.
All right.
All right.
Later. Fat Kev, Stalker Connie, and Jenny Blowjob on the LunaticRadio.com show. Very crazy show tonight.
Wow.
We got one more break to take, Rock, right?
Yeah, sure.
And we'll take that. We'll come back, wrap up the LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
You're listening to the best of LunaticRadio.com. We suck.
Hey, everybody. It's the CEO here. So, you're looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Well, go over to LunaticRadio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's LunaticRadio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's LunaticRadio.com/swag.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
As we wait to see Pam B's underwear, funniest internet clip of the week, here we go.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind. We'll hear about that coming up.
Okay, as we head to the break, I'll look at the 6 o'clock.
That is from a newscast. It's an old clip, but it's making its rounds around the internet.
It's viral.
It's a lady, like a gay is like a, some sort of disease that prevents people from doing stuff.
Like, why would you make a story about the dude who climbed, the gay guy who climbed Mount Everest? Like, big deal. You know what I mean? How's that? You know? Listen, you know what Sir Edmund Hillary was into?
Let's do it again.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind. So we'll hear about that.
Why would you even get that mixed up?
I don't know.
It's not like she's like, he's deaf. Oh, no, he's blind. Like, you can understand that. But how do you get gay from blind?
She's a lizzie.
I don't know. It's just one of those, like, she was in a fog reading the... Wow.
Maybe she was like, I'm really... Maybe there's somebody in the teleprompter screwed up.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't like... right?
Oh, you know, it's like this.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
That was great with
what?
The
help. Yeah.
Maybe she had a Freudian slip, you know? Maybe she meant to say, you know, his mother.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Apparently, gay guys are not good climbers.
Yeah.
Maybe it's too cold up here.
Brr.
Cold.
Chilly.
My skin.
It's nippy.
My skin's gonna all dry out and
chapped.
Yeah.
Chafing.
I'm chafing in the most god awful of places.
This wool is itchy.
Right after the break, we're gonna interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind. So we'll hear about that.
Okay. As we head to the break, I'll look at this.
Okay, you bitch. Shut up.
Yeah. You know, he's going to be like, I'm married.
gay.
Why are you looking at me when you said that?
Yeah.
You're listening to the best.
Word them up. A lot to get to on today's show. Not really, but I like to say that at the top of the show to get people interested.
Or the worst. Of lunaticradio.com.
What's going on? We got a negative email. We never get any negative emails on the show. And it's not that we don't like getting negative emails. It's just we never get them. I don't know.
No one likes emailing us.
Yeah, but it's fine. This guy Craig Elliott writes us an email. He says, I've been trying to listen to your show. What the fuck? I've been listening to Nobody Likes Onions and for a few months, and I have been a long-time listener of Distorted View. They're both good shows. I have no idea what the hell is the point of your show, meaning our show, and how is it comedy? How can you have a show when all you do is talk about your show? Okay. The topics on your show and how you do your show. And he says, wow, creative, blah, 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 blah. I don't like your show, blah, 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 blah. But he says we're not creative, which is not the case, because right now I am about to stand up and show Mr. Craig Elliott how I am creative. I am taking his bunk email, and I'm going to urinate on it. Now, what...
That's art, Kieran. That's art.
What other TJs urinate on their listeners' emails? I don't think many of them do. What they do is they do this. They say, oh, we just got a negative email. Oh, this guy sucks, whatever. And they do this. They rip the email up. And they do that. That's what they do. They rip it up.
That's the extent of the creativity.
What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to pot up mic 4.
Ooh, look at you. Technical term.
We got to stand up now, Mr. Elliott, and I'm going to urinate on your email. Not because you don't like our show. That's fine. You can not like our show till the fucking cows come home.
Well,
that's
wait a minute. I'm sorry, Kieran. Craig Elliott's in the room.
Oh, hi, Craig. Craig, I'm going to urinate on your email. Craig, if you don't like our show, that's fine. You can go out and, you know, go listen to plenty of other radio shows out there. But when you say we're not creative, that is, that's not right.
Yeah.
Because we are creative.
Everyone,
we've been doing the show for 7 years.
Right.
We know how to be creative.
Right. Or at least attempt to be creative.
Right. So I'm going to stand up, Rock.
Yeah. Everyone be nice to him now. He's, you know, he's taking it like a man, so be nice to him. So just to update everyone who's, you know, listening on the podcast, we got the camera shifted over so you see the waste basket thingy that Karen's going to be pissing into with the email. So everyone can see the actual act, well, from behind. No one wants to see a small penis. That rumble is Kieran preparing mic 4 for this activity. So everyone's going to be able to see him from the backside pissing on this thing. So are you going to do the play-by-play?
Yes, Rock.
I'm not going to look too much.
I can do the play-by-play. I'm standing above the garbage can in the studio here, everybody. I have Craig's email in my hand. There it is. I'm going to place it into the trash can. Like so.
And now I am zippering down my my shorts here. Hold on. Let me see if you can hear this. Okay. Hammer is coming out. Now, I'm wearing boxers, everybody, so I have to unbutton a little bit. Now, Rocket, don't talk because you're going to make it crawl back up.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. I am taking out my hammer. Rocket, don't look in that fucking mirror.
I'm not. Everything's fine.
I don't want you seeing my hammer.
I don't
want
to see it.
I am now about to pee on Craig Elliott's email. Here we go.
Thanks, Ned. Wait for it.
Okay, that was good.
We have a new radio promo.
Not for nothing, that's a great radio promo.
It is. Just that.
How does that fucking reek, dude?
Wow.
We're gonna have to get
can you move that out of the room, honestly?
Yeah, we'll move that out of the room.
No, do it now. I'll cover for the 30 seconds. All right, let's get it out of here.
Woo! Your cock is so big in my ass.
Hello, this is Hillary Scott. Make sure you listen to lunaticradio.com because they treated me so well and they gave me the best orgasm ever.
Last week we were talking about the Dateline online predator thing that Chris Hansen did a couple weeks ago, probably like 3 weeks ago on Dateline, did the Online Predators 3. And you know they're going to do another one, Online Predators 4, right?
Right.
Rock and I are thinking it's got to be Celebrity Edition, Ronnie Beans.
When celebrities attack?
Yeah. Well, no, just catch online predators that are celebrities.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And last week I played this clip. Of Jacko. What it would sound like if Jacko entered the kitchen and Chris Hansen pops out and says, "What are you doing?" So I played this clip last week.
Take this man. He thinks he's about to meet a 13-year-old boy. Online describes in detail his plans for sex with the boy in the shower. Now he's walking into our kitchen. Dell, posing as the 13-year-old, invites him in.
Just hang up at the counter for a second, okay?
Okay.
So I know I showered once. Did you still want to shower again?
Absolutely, yes.
He gets quite the surprise when the decoy doesn't walk out.
What's up?
I
just see right there.
Instead, okay. He meets me. And remember, none of the men know they're being recorded on hidden camera.
Yes.
He's 48-year-old. And like so many of the men I confront, he tries to lie about how old he thinks the boy is.
I can't quite say.
You want to try again?
I'm not allowed to talk on that.
And that isn't his only mistake. Like many of the other men who show up at our house, while online, he makes it clear he thinks he's coming for sex with a 13-year-old. He sends a picture of his genitals.
You thought it was okay to send this kind of material to a 13-year-old boy. Why?
I share a secret with other people all the time.
What do you have to say for yourself?
When I see children, I see the insects. That's why I love them so much.
So you knew what you were doing was wrong.
Of course.
It appears our songwriter has brought along some of his own work.
I can't believe you never heard of me. I'm a very popular entertainer.
He quickly realizes he won't be playing it for a child. Soon, he'll be singing a different tune.
Well, back in 1979, I got real depressed when my off-the-wall album just got one lousy Grammy nomination.
Then he admits this isn't his first time.
You visited people who you met online who said they were 13 before.
It's true.
So it's not the first time you've done that.
I've helped many, many, many children, thousands of children, for sex.
You see how it looks.
They enjoy it.
And now it was time to tell him who I am.
I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on computer predators.
Can I stay with you tonight?
I don't think you're going to want to do that.
Okay.
I don't think you'll want to do it. Now, we can't keep you here. If you want to say anything else to us, we'd love to hear it. You're free to leave, obviously, if you want to go.
Well, what's wrong with sharing your bed?
All right, so that's Jacko, everybody. That's what it would sound like if Jacko was caught in the kitchen with Chris Hansen. This week we have a new installment. We played that clip last week. Now we have a new installment. We'll find out what it's like if another celebrity popped in.
Okay.
Could be another celebrity that's had trouble with the kiddie porn in the past.
Sure.
No.
Things happen.
So let's give it a listen.
Is up to our house in his Mercedes convertible is an actor. He's hoping to meet a 13-year-old girl home alone.
Hello, Daddy.
I gotta finish brushing my teeth, okay?
He's another one who sent pictures over the internet of his genitals. Then he asks the decoy if she'd give him oral sex.
Is it fun being so beautiful?
He's in for a big surprise when I walk in.
How are you tonight?
Did you say something to Terry?
Why don't you have a seat right there, please?
Fine.
You've been able to keep your hands out of your pockets. What are you up to tonight?
Do you promise you won't laugh at me if I tell you something?
But he quickly comes up with a story.
Save your questions until I shoot!
Tells me he was really here to teach the girl a lesson about the dangers of talking to strangers online.
You pose naked on your webcam. So a 13-year-old girl could see it because you wanted to teach her a lesson.
Well, my mistake!
Yeah, so this is like a tough love thing?
Well, are you uptight or what?
You won't believe what he admits to me.
Do you ever watch Dateline NBC? Have you ever seen our stories on computer predators?
Yeah!
This is one of them.
I gotta go. My parents just came in.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sir?
And off he goes.
Bye!
Into
the hands of the Riverside County Sheriff's Department.
Will you still help me find my bike?
Oh, my God! That's classic!
I guess that was Pee Wee Herman, maybe?
Maybe.
Paul Rubens?
Yes, Paul Rubens.
I tell you what, man. Dayline, if you're listening, Chris Hansen, I know you love the show, man. I know you're listening to the show. You love the show, Chris Hansen. Please. Celebrity edition of Online Predators. Come on. Let's do it.
I like pie.
I know you love pie.
That's terribly sexy.
Yes. We had a guy who banged the pie on the show, Chris.
So you knew what you were doing was wrong.
Well, yes, the man did know what he was doing was wrong.
Play the pie one again.
I like pie.
Yeah. So, yeah. Dateline Online Predators 4 Celebrity Edition. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. It's coming.
Yeah.
You know it's coming, people. Chris Hansen's soundboard's gotta be on the internet, please.
Can I say two words?
Yes.
Original bit.
Yeah, no, it could be original. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chalk one up for Lunatic Radio.
Hi, this is Nikki Reed, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Karen, I want you.
Hottest college radio DJ in America, Nikki Reed, everybody.
Nikki just totally defies all the logics of radio.
Nikki Reed is like the Tiger Woods of radio.
Okay, if you want to make the golf analogy, sure.
She sets herself apart.
She's definitely hot.
That's what I'm thinking.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Just say something hot before we let you go.
I just say something hot?
Yeah. I'm putting you, give you a little test. Go ahead. Say something hot.
What do you want me to say?
Say something to Kieran. Make him, like, go nuts. Say something directly to Kieran.
Kieran, I want you.
Oh, my God.
Everybody just left. And now I have a boner.
Roddy literally got up. Couldn't take it. Wow. Nikki is our favorite.
Nikki's the best. Wow. All right, Nikki Reed, thank you for joining us on the LunaticRadio.com show.
No problem, guys. I love you. Listen to Lunatic Radio, everyone.
Oh, you're damn right.
And listen to
Nikki Reed on the 88.9 EX, everybody in New Jersey.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Holy shit. Is she so hot? Is she hot? Come on.
She is beyond hot.
Hey, this is Josh Gogan, and you're listening to the mediocre bits of LunaticRadio.com. They're still pretty good, but it's mediocre.
We'll do some news. How about we do that? We'll do some news.
Oh, Christ.
Because that Kanye West fucking faggot. I hate freaking Kanye West. Can you people... I want to tell you people how much I hate freaking Kanye West. Who is this guy? Who is Kanye West? Somebody explain to me who he is.
Black guy doesn't like white people. Oh, wait. George Bush doesn't like white people, according to him.
Right.
George Bush doesn't like black people.
Now, he's this rapper who wears, like, ascots and pink shirts... And he wants to be a leader for the African American community, and he's got a 2 cent head. Now the guy, I'll give this to him.
Okay,
the guy is musically very, very talented. Right. He can make music, right?
Okay.
Politically and in his mind, not much going on. Not much.
He's a retard.
You ever hear Kanye West speak? Can you decipher anything that he says? Anything that's a rational thought?
No. I don't really pay attention much to him. Why? What do you have something interesting to say?
You know, I do. Because this freaking faggot.
Oh.
On the cover of Rolling Stone.
Uh-oh.
Posing as Jesus Christ. Now, I don't care. You know, I'm not offended by that.
Okay.
I don't think anybody should be offended by it, like any religious people or anything like that. Because who cares? You know what I mean? He's a rapper. But I hate the fact that this guy has such a freaking ego.
Right.
That he thinks of himself as Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Well,
you know what it is? It's all that showboating, you know? It reminds me just like the fucking news station. Everyone's trying to one-up each other. He's trying to one-up the next guy, you know? I mean, you know, before the whole Jesus bit, it was the crunk juice.
Yeah.
This is the next step to crunk juice. Jesus. What?
Yeah, but who is this guy? He's got such a... He's so arrogant. And it scares me that the kids are sucking this guy's kneecaps. You know, the kids. The 18-year-olds, the 17-year-olds, the kids coming
15,
up in high school.
14-year-olds.
They're looking at Kanye West and be like, yo, man, word up, yo. I want to be Kanye, yo. They call him Kanye now.
First name basis.
Yeah,
they're like buddies. Fuck. They're like buddies.
Is this the kid that's the idol for the youngsters around the country?
I'm a little surprised. Rolling Stone, you said, right? Rolling Stone let that happen. They had to be part of it.
You kidding me? A magazine like that is just looking to sell covers. And if some idiot West wants to portray himself as Jesus, that's fine with them because they're gonna sell a bunch of freaking. Magazines.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it's all for the media. I mean, you said it yourself. It's just for the show. It's just for the entertainment. Is it right? Absolutely not. But you know what? It's always going to be something. It's always going to be that next step.
But my thing is, Kanye West actually believes he's fucking
I know.
Jesus.
Right. He's not just doing it for the bit. He really thinks he's...
It's not a joke with this guy. He thinks he's a living legend. He thinks he's fucking the blind guy.
Yeah.
He thinks he's fucking Ray Charles.
The blind guy.
He thinks he's fucking, Michael Jackson. He thinks he's the greatest thing that happened in music since fucking Tony Bennett. You're not. You're a rapper who fucking wears an ascot.
Not even. Ooh.
You're fucking Kwame on a good day.
Nice. Give yourself 2 points and the foul. Nice.
Motherfucker.
He's not even that good.
No, he fucking sucks. I hate him. And I hate that the fucking people suck this guy's kneecaps day after day. I hate it. It drives me nuts. This guy's got a fucking 2 cent head. This guy couldn't get out of community college.
Oh!
College dropout.
Jeez.
I'm surprised they let him into community college.
Didn't he go to Dowling?
No, he went to some community college. I don't know what he went to.
Bad joke. Local joke.
So this guy's on the cover of Rolling Stone, posing as Jesus. Thinks he's the man. He's the guy who, he got like, what, 7 or 8 Grammy nominations?
Which is ridiculous.
And he was bitching that he didn't get one more. He wasn't up for, like, I don't know, a Song of the Year, Album of the Year, some
fuck
shit
him.
Like that. Who the fuck is this guy? He's got such a sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
Because he raps and wears an ascot.
When he disappears,
wears a pink fucking shirt.
When he's like out of the music picture, he's gonna have nothing. He's gonna have absolutely nothing. So he's got to make the best of it now. Not that I'm saying I'm for what he's doing, but
hey. And people love him.
They're not going to love
critics.
Karen,
the people that write in the newspapers, they freaking suck this guy's kneecaps. I read an article in Newsday, the local paper here in Long Island, and that was just sucking this guy's kneecaps on all the little political statements that George Bush doesn't love black people or whatever. They're like, oh my God, he made such a stand for the black community.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Did you listen to when he said that? Right. I couldn't decipher one fucking word he said, except for George Bush doesn't like black people. That's right. The only thing I heard.
Right.
It was like a fucking 5-minute rant, and that's the only thing I fucking heard. And you're following this guy? He dropped out of community college. What the fuck? Get another fucking leader for the African American community, please. What happened to Martin Luther King?
He's dead.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. I didn't know
what
that.
About the Rev? What's his face? Up in the Bronx. The fat guy.
Christ almighty. Jesus, I can't believe people are sucking this fucker's kneecaps. Mm. Sucking them. And they're licking the balls of his sack.
Balls of his sack. What are you? Is that Shakespearean?
The radio balls. Talent on loan from God.
Balls of thy sack.
The balls of thy sack. That's what he should have been. He should have been on the cover of Rolling Stone with the fucking the thing on his head with the blood coming down.
Yeah.
Pretending he's Jesus and holding somebody's fucking sack in his hand.
That's art.
You want fucking controversy? Put that on the cover.
That is art.
Fucking homo. You know, I really want to say have somebody just pop a cap in this guy's ass, but I'm not going to say it. Even though I just did say it.
Way to go.
Can we just have, like, can we start this? Because I know the listeners are out there, and they're pretty crazy, right? You got the Craig Coleman's of the world who hosts the internet radio talk show. He's kind of crazy.
He's a little wacky.
We got all the boys from Florida who listen to him crazy. The guys from Long Island.
That's right.
Can we start an online petition to just rid Kanye West of his career?
Wait a minute.
Can we do that?
Another petition?
Another petition just to, we don't want Kanye West to have another career. That's the petition. We don't want Kanye West to be on our TVs anymore. That's the petition. Let's start it. We'll start it right here with the LunaticRadio.com show. Please. Please.
John, start it off.
Send this guy to fucking White Castle to work behind the counter. That's where he should be. You motherfucker. I'm sick of Kanye West.
I think you're jealous. I think that's what it is. A little jealousy. A little jealousy. He's living the high life doing absolutely nothing, and you're busting your balls.
I don't want some fucking asshole with a 2-cent head telling me what's wrong and right with the world. I don't want that.
Yeah,
and I'm not even black. I'm white as hell. And I'm pissed off. I'm white, and I will not take this anymore.
John solved the problem with the petition. He's just going to attach it to the rider of Get Lunatic Radio and Satellite. We'll just amend it to our petition.
Send that to Eric Logan, XM Satellite Radio.
It's a 2-for-1
deal. Get Kanye. We'll start it with XM Satellite Radio.
Right.
We'll start a petition to rid Kanye West of XM Satellite Radio. That's what we're going to do.
That's a great hook. That's a great hook.
And we'll start it right now. Look. Goodbye from Lunatic Radio forever.
Later.
Never getting played on my show again.
Later.
Fuck you, you 2-cented head ascot wearing faggot.
Ascot.
I hope you take those Grammys and shove them up your ass.
You might like it.
I hate you. And it's not racial at all. I hate arrogant people. And he's the most arrogant freaking dude out there. And the people are sucking his kneecaps like he is Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry, people. I get so frustrated. Just people. Oh.
you're entitled to your occasional rant.
Yeah.
We'll let you have it.
You're listening to the best of LunaticRadio.com.
2006.
We suck.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to LunaticRadio.com.
this little bit for my co-host, Ron. He's got a little bit he does, so here we go. And now, the Ronnie Dean's question of the interview. Go ahead, Ronnie Dean.
All right, here it is. What do you think of the melancholy of life without art?
The melancholy of life what?
Without art.
What do I think of the melancholy of life without art? This is a philosophical question.
Sure it is, sort of.
And is this something that is existing? I mean, is this something that I need to address? If there is life without art, is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, it's quite melancholy.
So you're answering your own question. You're saying, you're positing the question and answering it yourself. What do I think of the melancholy? I mean, the answer is in the question. What do I think of the melancholy of life without art? If you would ask me what I would think of life without art, I could have said it would be melancholy. But you really took it upon yourself to answer your own fucking question. If you have something to say, say it. You have a whole radio show. You don't have to posit to me in the form of questions. If you want to write a book about philosophy, fucking get up a typewriter and write a goddamn book. But don't fucking try to persuade me that life without art is melancholy. Do I agree with it? I don't know. I've never lived life without art. My life is art, my friend. My life is a goddamn walking installation art.
So what do you think of parachute pants?
I like them.
All right, everybody. That was Ronnie Bean's question of the interview. This has been Ronnie Bean's question of the interview. That's the genius of Michael Ian Black right there.
Go. Shit. I set him up, he knocks him down.
That's the way it is, buddy.
That was probably the special guest, actually, but we're right in the middle of a segment.
Sorry, pick it up.
She calling again?
Yeah.
Yeah, answer.
All right, pick it up.
All right.
Hello, Lunatic Radio.
Hi, Karen or Rocket, please.
Oh, yes, this is Rocket.
This is Karen.
Hi, Rocket. This is Jessica Drake.
Holy shit!
Surprise!
Oh my god! I win!
Jessica Drake was a surprise guest for Rocket on the show tonight, everybody.
Yeah.
World famous porn star.
Holy shit.
Are you excited now, Rock?
This is fucking awesome. This is like 3 years in the waiting for me.
Is it really?
Well, you know what? The whole backstory to this is a few years back, you were at the East Coast video show in Atlantic City. And I was actually in one of the booths on the other side of the that little medium area. And yeah, I went over to the adult section to see what's going down, and you know, started getting autographs and pictures, and then I saw you, and had one of my friends that I was with have it take a picture. But what just killed it for me, or just drove me nuts, was like you know, I figured you'd take like a picture next to a person, like, you know, because you don't know the person, but you came around and you kind of like held me, and it was fantastic. I was like in my glory for the rest of the day, and the picture's like the picture's up on our message board. It's been there for years, and I'm like, Jessica Drake is the greatest person ever.
That's so cool. No, I really love those shows because it gives me an opportunity to really meet people on a more personal level, and I really enjoy that. Well, I'm good. I'm glad that I made an impression on you like that. You should come and see me again sometime.
Definitely. Oh, that'd be great.
You don't say that
to
him.
Update those pictures, you know?
See? I think Jessica says exactly what I want to hear. I love her. She's the best.
He is Italian.
He's Italian. And I got an autograph, and you signed it to me. She used my real name. She used Adam. It was great. The whole night.
I wish you can be here in a studio, Jessica, because my co-host, my producer here, is blushing. Never seen him.
It's awesome. Well, it's great.
I'm thrilled. I'm really happy.
So how are you tonight, Jessica?
I'm doing great. I had a long, good day at work, so...
Sweet.
What was the day at work? Yeah, what did it entail?
This is great.
That's funny. I just got asked that not very long ago by someone else. Well, today was a day where I didn't have sex. I was doing a, kind of like a narration to a compilation disc that we're putting together of a bunch of scenes that Jenna Jameson did for us. So I was kind of like the narrator of that. And then I went over to the offices of Wicked and did a little bit of work over there on the computer, you know, working on my site, which is jessicadrake.com.
Nice.
And now it's all you guys.
I love it. Sweet. See, she knows exactly what to... Come on, how could you not love her?
You know what they gotta start doing?
Especially you, Rocket. It's all about you.
Yes!
Oh. I win again!
I gotta tell you, my booking girl, the booking girl Jenny Blowjob, is the best for this show.
She is.
She,
who? What did you call her?
Her name's, we call her Jenny Blowjob. Her real name's Jenny.
We call, call her Jenny Blowjob.
That's what I thought you said. Just making sure it wasn't a bad cell phone connection.
No.
You know what they gotta start doing? Go back to the old days with the porno films and start doing that fake dubbing. You know how they used to do that? Like,
yes,
the fake moaning over the scenes? They got to start doing that. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah? What do you mean? If I do it, will you do it at the same time?
Oh!
Can Rocket
are you ready?
Can Rocket do it with you?
Oh, no. Okay, absolutely. By all means.
Yes.
All right. Rocket, you have to do some, like, moaning or something with Jessica Drake right here.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Well, I think so. Okay, here we go.
Right. I'm leaving. Go ahead.
I'm leaving.
And action.
Okay. Wait.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like that, bitch? You like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like it hard, right? Take
oh,
it.
Rocket's the best.
That's
oh,
right.
Give it.
Say my name, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rocket.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. That is nice.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
greatest moment in radio ever.
Wow.
Was it good for you?
Oh, it's been, oh my God. I got to excuse myself from the room.
Rocket needs it. Rocket needs a cigarette.
Yeah.
Oh, Rocket best. Has masturbating material for months.
For life.
Yeah.
I'm glad. And you know what else? I was talking to the publicist at Wicked, and she said that she actually wasn't able to get a hold of Jenny in time to get the mailing address, but I'm going to make sure that you guys get a care package.
Woo! See?
Woo!
We win! See, now everybody wins!
We got to have Jessica on every week.
Especially you, Rocket. See? I'm going to see if you can't get a Jessica Drake talking love doll.
Oh!
Yeah!
That's amazing!
See?
But I have a lot of cool stuff that's coming out right now. I did a movie called Creme Brulee. And, it was pretty cool. I did a movie called Women on Top. And the big movie that we're pushing right now is called Curse Eternal. And it was directed by Brad Armstrong. And it's kind of a cross between, I'd say, Indiana Jones meets the Mummy. And I play an archaeologist, and we did a lot of really cool things in the movie. It's a lot of action, a lot of sex, a lot of special effects, and
nice.
It's great. It has its own website, too.
What's that?
CurseEternalTheMovie.com, which I'm sure you can access through WickedPictures.com. It's really, really a cool movie.
CurseEternalTheMovie.com?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll throw that on the site.
Write that down. Yeah, we'll put that on.
And I'll make sure that you guys get that as well.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
See,
it's Christmas time.
You guys are. She is the best. Oh, I love her.
But you were supposed to already have it, but somebody was slacking.
Oh, we got to change that.
It was probably me. I was probably slacking.
Yeah, not you. Yeah, thanks for screwing it up for me. Thanks.
I don't know what's going on.
Jessica, this is Ronnie Beans here. I'm another one of the co-hosts here. I have a question that always comes into my head whenever I talk to somebody in the adult industry.
Sure.
When you have sex all the time, like on camera, right? When you get home and you're having sex with your partner, not on camera, is it like how do you change it or make it so it's different from when you're having it on camera?
Well, I've always been really sexually adventurous and spontaneous anyway, and the fact that I'm a contract girl with Wicked, I only shoot 7 movies a year, so it's not like I'm going to work every day and banging.
Gotcha.
My sex at home is pretty much the same as it is on camera. I love threesomes. I love group sex. I'm quite the exhibitionist. I love to experiment. I'm really wild. I can say whatever I want right now, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
This is internet. You can,
okay, well,
you can use provocative words.
I just like anal sex.
Yes. Nice.
You can even say cock and balls.
Can I say EP?
Oh, yeah, you can say it.
Say anything you want.
Well, that's all the kinds of stuff that I'm into.
Nice. Wow.
And it just kind of, I guess work kind of carries over to home, and home carries over to work. And you know, really, it definitely works both ways. Just like me.
I am literally sweating. I am just like so loud.
Are you sweating?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Be careful with all that equipment around you so that you don't short something out.
That's right.
Holy shit. I gotta move to California, I think.
I know.
We're all gonna need a cigarette after this one, I think.
Oh, at least come visit. In June, we have Erotica LA coming up, and of course, I'll be signing at the Wicked booth. And we're always really easy to find because we've got huge banners that hang from the ceiling. So,
is that a huge convention out there?
Yeah, it's not as big as the one in Vegas in January, but it's definitely a substantial show. It's a good place to actually be a little bit more low-key so that I get more time to spend with each individual person as opposed to just long, long lines of people.
How long have you been in the biz, Jessica?
A little bit over 5 years.
Wow.
Wow.
And I've seen plenty of her videos.
250 movies.
Nice! Wow. Big winner for the day.
Now, is there anything like you haven't done that you're looking forward to doing?
Oh, there's tons of stuff I haven't done, really. I was very cautious when I first got into the business. I have a very small list of people that I work with. I've never really done anything I didn't want to do. Kind of take it slowly. Like, my contract doesn't mandate that I do certain sex acts. Wicked Press leaves it up to me to explore my boundaries. I haven't done multiple guys, and it's something that I would really like to do. I mean, I've done two different scenes that were blowjob scenes with three guys apiece. One of them won Best Oral Sex Scene Film at the AVN Awards for a movie that I did for Brad Armstrong called The Collector. And then I did another scene just like that in the movie that was the sequel to The Collector called Sold. And I'll make sure that you guys get a copy of Sold as well.
Nice.
But other than oral sex with multiple people, I've never actually had sex with multiple guys.
Oh.
So I'd like to do that. I've only done one DP before, and I'd definitely like to do more of that because I found that to be just such an intense experience. It was very... I can't even describe it. I mean, there's no point in me trying to tell you guys as men how great a DP felt to me, but it was amazing. So.
It's your love, Jessica.
Maybe we could make a Karen Jessica rocket sandwich.
Whoa!
I'll be out in 5 seconds. I'm tapping out.
Yeah, you better have like slow motion camera.
Oh, you want to talk about loops, huh? Yeah, we'll loop that.
Holy cow.
I'm like Doc Holliday with a penis.
Yeah.
Very quick.
Karen's a tiger for 15 seconds.
But I don't know. I think I'm really lucky because I still really enjoy what I do for a living. Whereas I think that maybe some people get into the business and do things that they think they have to do or do things that people tell them to do that they're really not into. And it's just another really great thing about being with Wicked is I'm given a lot of freedom in what I choose to do. It's really great. I like it.
Cool. Love, I was just curious, since we're jumping all over the place, what's your take on the whole bukkake scene?
Well, you know what? From doing the blowjob thing with the three guys at one time, I'll tell you, right before I did that scene in The Collector, I got really scared.
Really?
I wasn't, absolutely. I thought about it for a while before I decided to do it in the movie, but then when it actually came down to it and I was getting ready and I realized that there are three guys standing around me, I was like, whoa, it was kind of overwhelming. I don't know how many guys I could handle. I think that it's actually sort of a turn on for me to watch the bukkake thing.
Wow.
I'm really picky, so to find that many guys that I'm going to let jerk off on me might be kind of hard. You know?
Wow.
But I am taking applications in case you guys want to.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
It'll be quick. It'll be a quick session, but.
Yeah. You need about a minute of film for all three of us.
You better have that super slow motion film. Yeah. You know?
And I don't mean a minute each. I mean a minute total.
Whatever it takes.
That's right. And I don't have much of a resume.
Let me ask you guys something. What do you guys think about the Bukkake thing?
There's a fine line between where it goes from like being hot to just being gross.
Yeah,
I think I agree with
that. Well, actually, what do you mean? Do you mean participating or actually watching it?
Let's talk about both. Can you watch something like that and get off?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. See, I really can. I really can. Now, could you be in one?
No,
definitely not.
How about if you were one of the first couple of guys?
They'd all have to not, all the other guys behind me would have to not watch.
There has to be a closed door involved. You gotta come through a closed door.
I can't even, pee in, Yankee Stadium with other guys watching.
Oh, speaking of, what do you think about that?
Oh, the golden shower?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, hey, Dave, if that's what it takes.
Dude, I thought she was actually asking about peeing in Yankee Stadium.
I wasn't talking about Yankee Stadium.
No. Oh. I don't know. Yeah, if the girl I was with wanted to, sure, why not? What the hell?
I think it's really sexy. I think that given the right circumstance, it's pretty hot. Now, as far as a random act, no, that's not cool. You don't just sneak up on somebody and pee on them.
Pardon me.
Yeah, like a pee and run, you know?
Yeah, that's not so nice, but there are definitely situations that call for it.
Sure.
Jessica, we actually have a game show that we've actually only tried once before with, I believe, Sunset Thomas.
Yeah.
It's, obviously you ladies work a lot. You're in a lot of movies. Like you just mentioned, you were in 250 movies. The game show is we have a fake title, and then we have an actual title of a movie you are in.
Right.
And we give you both of them, and you have to pick which one you are in.
Okay, well, just so you guys know, this is kind of tricky because a lot of the movies that I've done, people will turn around and comp. So if you're talking, if you give me two movie titles and I'm not familiar with either one of them, it could be because one of them is a comp. But yes, I'll play. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. I think I got most of these from your website. I'm not sure. All right, so here we go.
We'll try.
I'm going to read you two titles. One's fake, one's real. You got to pick which one. All right, so here we go. Pussy Man Goes to College or Fat Kev Loves Pussy Man? Which one are you
Pussy with? Man Goes to College.
Winner!
Winner. Round two. Ginny Blows Her Job 3. North Pole 9.
North Pole number 9. It was the first movie of mine that I ever saw on the shelf in a bookstore. It was about the second or third scene I had ever done, but it was the first movie to be released. And I remember seeing myself on the cover and jumping around and showing the clerk going, "That's me! That's me!"
Oh my God! It's so
So you're 2 for 2 in this stupid game show. All right, here we go. Round 3.
You're making a real challenge for.
Yeah, I know. These are all probably really easy. Try Back in Taboo or Taboo of the Tarot?
Taboo of Tara, a movie that I did for Adam and Eve. It was really cool.
3 for 3. Damn it.
She's good.
Yeah, she is good.
She's a professional.
She's smart. Okay, here we go. Round 4. Three. American Nymphette or Hoo-Hoo, I Like Anal?
Well, I just have to say, Hoo-Hoo, I Like Anal, yes! But the title is American Nymphette.
Nice.
Okay, all right, we only have two more. Okay. So let's get this done quickly. Here we go. Round 4. Honey, I Fucked the Kids or Jessica Drake, a.k.a. Filthy Whore. Which one were you
You're going to hell. That would be Jessica Drake, a.k.a. Filthy Whore.
Mm-hmm. All right, you won that one. Do I even need to go on?
No.
Call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, right. Hey, Jessica.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you on the MySpace?
You know what? As a matter of fact, I am.
You
but
are.
I'm I'm only, see, I don't even know if I should say anything while we're on air, because I'm telling you, I'm very undercover on MySpace.
Okay.
And I still, people have found out where to find me, and I get slammed with at least 200 friend requests every day.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I do have a wicked picture on my profile, and, well, I'll just go ahead and say I only go by Jessica. So if you're spotting anybody that's saying that they're me, that they're not. I'm just very subtle on MySpace.
What do you think of Jessie Jane?
I really like her a lot. I did a special for Playboy. I hosted their red carpet interview thing during the Avian Awards show, and I had some contact with her there on the red carpet. I was actually her first scene ever in the business.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I broke her in pretty much.
Nice.
All right. That was hot.
She was I had her bent over a desk. It was delicious.
It's just delicious. Yeah,
she was really good then, and I think she's gotten a whole lot better now. And she's doing some really big things, and I just think she's amazing.
Yeah, she's a favorite of the show. We had her on in December. Very spunky little girl.
Yeah,
I like her.
Yeah, we like her.
Yeah,
I
do.
Yeah,
and now Jessica Drake is our...
well, we know who broke her in now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jessica, let me ask you another question. Whenever, like, any girl I date, whenever I bring up the subject of anal sex with a girlfriend, they always look like you just asked them to, like, chop a finger off.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. So what would you say would be the best way to bring it up to a lady and to convince them to do it? Or not just to do it, just to shut you up?
Well, see, it's really tough, because if you're in like a solid relationship where you're going to communicate with each other what it is you like and what you want to try and be adventurous with each other, that's one thing. But if it's just a chick that you're banging and you don't know if she's into anal sex, then what you should do is you should just be banging her and kind of let it slip a little bit.
Nice.
And if she doesn't freak out, then proceed. But if it's a steady girlfriend, then you do need to have that, you know, that communication. Maybe get a video, you know, maybe get something that has anal sex in it that's not too scary or gaping or brutal, and just, you know, be watching it with her and ask her what she thinks of it, you know?
All right. That's good.
And if that doesn't work, give her some wine.
Nice. Pink champagne, maybe.
I believe my co-hosts have a question that they ask of all the porn people that come on the show.
Yes.
It pertains to me.
No midgets.
No, not even that. But I am a midget.
Jessica.
I'll make an exception.
Jessica, we want to know what your take on this. Kieran McCann, the host of this show, this fine show, has, well... He hasn't had sex in 8 years. Well, he hasn't even been around a chick in 8 years. What could you recommend to get him off that schneid?
Well, first I would say why.
He's very shy.
I don't know.
Why?
Why? I don't know.
He can't have random sex. He has to get to know the girl.
Yeah.
And because he hasn't had a girlfriend in 8 years, he hasn't had sex in 8 years. Because he just can't have random sex with some girl he meets in a bar.
Yeah. Did the last girl fuck you over really bad?
No, but she was really big.
She was really what?
I don't
what?
She was big. I don't know.
What does that have to do with the price of tea?
I don't know. She didn't really F me over. No, I just don't know why I haven't gone. I don't know how to answer this question. It's just, it's pathetic.
Well, look, you live off of chicken fingers and fries and dip and a newspaper.
This is great.
I mean, you know, you won't eat at a bar. It's like these like weird little things.
So that's probably why. There you go.
And you go to Vegas and you call every chick a whore.
Well, most of them are.
Good point.
It's really tough because me, for one, I don't know that I've ever really been into random sex as it is. I do kind of have to talk to the person, I mean, and more than 15 minutes. You know, if I have a short list of people that I work with, and if I'm going to work with someone new, I have to get to know them first. I can't just have sex with that random person. When I came out here to LA, I'm actually from Texas, I had never had a one-night stand before, and I had been with maybe, I would say, 8 or 9 guys. So I set out to go and have a one-night stand. Believe me, it's been very hard to find somebody that wanted to bang me. I did it, and it wasn't very good. I was like, what is this? Do people do this all the time? So I don't know. I would suggest maybe hang out with as many people as possible in a more casual situation. And maybe you'll find that, through friends, you meet your friends, and your friends will tell you, oh, I have this girl. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with blind dates like that to meet people if you're not into the club scene or something like that. Or there's always online.
You know, I'm just lazy. Fuck it.
That's his problem.
That's because, really easy. Jessica, I got to tell you, Karen is not a bad-looking guy. Like, there's no reason why he should go 8 years without having sex.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Enough of the mushiness. I hate when people get mushy. I feel like we're getting mushy.
I bet that's quite a buildup you have there.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
The first woman he's with, she's going to literally shoot across the room and hit the back wall.
He's going to drown any girl he's with.
No, I'm positive about that. You might want to drain it a few times beforehand.
Oh, well,
I'm going to take it to Jiffy Lube and get it all tuned up. That's what I'm going to do. I'll figure something out, Jessica.
That's obscene.
JessicaDrake.com is the website, everybody. What's the new movie again?
The new movie is Curse Eternal, directed by Brad Armstrong, and it comes out on March the 8th. I'll make sure that you guys get some.
Oh,
and you can also see more of me at wickedpictures.com and curseeternalthemovie.com.
Nice.
TheMovie.com. Okay. Thank you very much, Jessica. Yeah. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
And believe me, Rocket's very happy.
Now, Jessica, you're going to get a personal thank you letter from me, rocket@lunaticradio.com. So just bear with it.
Not in a stalker way.
No, not
right,
in a stalker way.
No.
In a loving
way. All right,
well,
here, I'll tell you then. Send it to xxjessicadrake@hotmail.com.
Wait, say that one more time. It broke up a little.
xxjessicadrake@hotmail.com.
I think it's good that it broke up twice in a row so Rocket doesn't have that email address.
xxxjessicadrake@hotmail.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, xxxjessicadrake@hotmail.com. Cool.
Okay.
That was just weird. It broke up twice. Sweet.
Jessica Drake, everybody. Our new favorite.
I love Jessica Drake.
That's right. You're our new favorite porn star.
I love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
I'm going to have to send that picture of us two holding each other lovingly. I'll have to... You'll see it.
Yeah, you do that, and we'll recreate it next time I see you.
Oh, nice. She's the best. I love her.
She is the best. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Jessica Drake, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Greatest moment.
CurseEternalTheMovie.com is the new movie.
I got to say, she's awesome. I speak for everyone when I say that.
You're listening to the best.
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're going to get through this together.
Or the worst of LunaticRadio.com.
Amazing. You want to touch my GJ? Just touch it.
I'll touch it with my toe.
Okay.
That'll work for him.
That's the sad part.
It's clean. I promise you, I clean it every time.
I'm so looking at it. It's easy right now.
So weird, isn't it?
Here, put it in the box.
I like making myself feel uncomfortable. I really like...
I'm going to give you my foot.
All right, hold on. I'm going to stand up. Pam, you taking off your shoes?
Ooh.
My shoes are off.
This is really happening.
Pam's going to touch my GJ.
Pam is wearing, like, just tight clothing. It is fantastic.
I was going to wear my pajamas.
Oh!
I figured, like usual, in the chat room.
Could have, would have, should have.
Okay, right, ready? My sock is off. Hold on. Stay away from me. Well, Karen, stop touching my feet.
I'm not touching your feet.
Here you go. Thank you, Cousin Rob.
I don't want to insert her on
nice
my
feet,
toe, though. Okay?
No, just touch. You can just.
I'm going to touch the side
which
of
end
her
do you
shaft.
Touch? Do you want to touch the vagina side?
No.
Two sides?
If you flip it.
There is totally two sides.
Wow, there's totally a hair on it.
Too. Oh, gross. Ew.
You want to touch the vagina side?
Wait, just with
my
big toe for a second.
Can I just show you?
No, don't show me her.
I
don't want to see her.
It's a vagina.
It is. I know it's your vagina.
That's where my penis goes. Come on.
Don't say that while I'm touching it.
All right, I won't say it. I'll just be quiet.
Don't.
She is touching. Just touch it with your big toe.
I'll just touch it.
And she touched it.
I'm poisoned. I totally got something now.
Oh, unbelievable. Now I can just...
You retire.
You're going to get foot fungus.
She touched her G.
Get ready. I just planted one on
Pam
you.
Pam V touched my GG. In the vagina hole. That is so hot. Dude.
Everybody wins.
Did anybody get a shot of that?
I got plenty of it.
Pam's got great feet.
Oh, God.
Look for it on YouTube later.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
That was, oh, my God, that was on the camera.
Please, that just made your life. Shut up.
Yeah, really.
Dude, I can end radio right now.
I was going to say, it's done.
Actually, the other thing that I have, like, goals I set for myself with the radio show here.
Yeah. Liar.
And another one was to have a girl sit on my lap as I broadcast on the show.
Oh. Don't expect miracles, everybody.
Yeah, but I'll go with the GG. I'll go with the GG one. That's good enough for now.
That's too, the lap is too much. I mean, pull the GG out, I'll fuck her with my big toe, but...
So your toe,
sit on your lap.
Your toe touched your penis.
Basically.
Indirectly.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poopoo Player. That's PUPUplayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poopoo Player. So go to PUPUplayer, that's PUPUPlayer.com, and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
Eventually I'll bang something. Something will come along and my...
It doesn't necessarily be female, just something.
My dick will wind up in it somehow and...
Well, you kind of did last night with your little toy.
Right. There it is. I have the new... I got to need a nickname for that thing because I can't call it Gigi.
you had like pseudo-sex last night.
With a rubber thing.
Yeah. It was in your hand, so it's beyond like your physical self, so...
It felt like I had a cast on my hammer.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
That is so weird.
Dude, I was sitting here. I was just like, dude, what am I doing? I'm 30. I'm fucking jacking with a jacking apparatus.
You had a sexual midlife crisis.
Why can't I just do it the old fashioned way? Spit on the hand and do it like the old caveman guys used to do. Why can't I do that? Why do I have to buy an apparatus and fucking lube it up? Dude, I'm sitting in my fucking chair. My jack chair, by the way. Ugh. I'm sitting in my jack chair with, like, slippery hands trying to get this rubber thing on my hammer, which is not working because the hole is so tiny. It's the hole is supposed to expand. So I was like, actually thinking to myself, I was like, wow, I'm pretty proud of my hammer because I can't get it in this thing that's meant to go on hammers. And I finally got it on. It took like all of 10 seconds and I was over. And I felt real happy about myself.
What you did last night for some people would be like right before they kill themselves.
Yes. Like, that's the end of that situation.
Yeah.
That moment should end with gun to the chin, pull trigger.
That was bottom of the barrel right there. Meanwhile, you was like, all right, I'm done, going to bed.
Dude, I was, because they got the mirror, I actually, like, out of the corner of my eye, caught a glimpse of myself with this thing on me. And I just looked at myself in the mirror with this big jacking apparatus on my hammer going, ugh. What are you doing?
You hit bottom. You so hit bottom.
What are you doing?
And you know what? Tonight you'll probably be back at us.
What are you doing? I had a porn clip lined up too. And the thing was playing in the background. Didn't even need it. Didn't even need it. I just put the thing on and it just took control. I was like, ah! It's over. I just had sex with a rubber thing.
And it was good.
It was good.
You're awful.
Best jacking session I've had.
Oh, my God. You're going to do it again and again.
Of course I am.
Suddenly now you don't even want your hand anymore involved.
And I had to wash it afterwards.
Oh,
that's not even. It doesn't even end. When you're done, you have to, first of all, taking that thing off is like putting a balloon, like a deflated balloon on your hammer and trying to pull the balloon off. It hurts. It hurts.
This is awful.
And I had to take it off obviously wash my hands off with like paper towel, oh, and I had to go into the bathroom and rinse the thing out. You have to rinse it out.
So you're sitting there, you're just jacked into a fucking plastic tube, and now you're cleaning out this apparatus.
Yes!
I swear to God, gun to the head, I'm done.
That's how the situation should end.
You are...
Gun to the head,
you're at
game
the
over.
Bottom.
Maybe jot down a suicide note.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Right, yeah. Maybe. I mean, there's not much further bottom than that. Ugh.
See you later, Kev, my sister, mom, dad, all my friends. I love you. I'm shooting myself in the head because I'm 30 years old and I just jacked with a jacking apparatus, gun to the head. Cannot go on anymore. I love you all.
Everyone would understand, though. They're like, oh, well, you know. All right. At least had a reason.
I like the big butt or a penis.
Oh, my God. We got to do something about this. This is just getting
www.kieran10seconds.com.
Not even. It's probably like 7.5 he was done.
www.kieranrubonout.com.
You were probably getting fucking stiff just looking at it. Like, just thinking about what you're about to do, you're like, oh, this is going to be good.
Also, you have to, in order to even put the thing on, you have to be... out of tension.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't exactly be...
So I couldn't even... Like, I was out of tension. I was like, okay, I got to put the thing on now. I couldn't get the fucker on. I had to literally rip it apart with my hands and make the hole, like, fucking 6 inches wide, put it on around the top, and slap it down. Like, let go, and it was like... It was... And I was like, ah!
It was like Chinese handcuffs. Once it's in, it's on.
And it got to the point, I was looking. I was like, okay, what do I do now? Because I got it's half on my hammer. I'm like, am I supposed to slide it all the way on? Or is this it? Like, you just tug on it.
You're still on the mentality that you're using your hand. And you're trying to go the old traditional.
These things don't come with, like, a fucking manual. You know, there's not like a picture of a guy in the back going, you know, okay, put the thing securely over your hammer.
That would be great if it had instructions.
So I figured it out. What you have to do is you have to crunch the rubber down together,
okay,
so it slides completely over your hammer and the tip of your hammer is sticking out the other end.
Oh, my God.
So no fucking... I can't believe I'm telling this. This is something you're supposed to keep to yourself.
Dude, you've hit bottom. It doesn't matter at this point.
A fucking honesty on this show.
If anything, it'll help you.
So it looked like my little... The tip of my hammer's sticking out the one end, like the end of the thing. And like the vaginal part, because they make the opening look like a vag, which is terrible.
Yeah.
By the way, it doesn't get you hot.
Yeah.
Why? Just have a hole there.
It's a piece of plastic. Nothing's gonna be hot about it.
So like my hammer looks like I have like a hot dog bun around it. You know, and it looks swollen. It looks like it has a disease.
And you got this, like, awfully slippery, messy gunk.
Yeah. Comes with lubricant, and the lubricant's like something you should put in your car. Like, if I can put it
out,
that's what I did. I changed my oil with that fucker this morning.
Oh, wow.
Horrible.
Oh, my God.
I get it. I don't know if I'm going to even use it again, because it's that embarrassing.
You're listening to the best of LunaticRadio.com.
Ass clown.
All right, here we go. Crazy clown called in, everybody.
Oh!
Hey, Kieran, this is Crazy Clown giving his second ever drunk call, and I even got the name right this time. Figured I'd give you an interesting heads up. I can't remember if you guys ever interviewed Sarah Patrick, but she's going to be at the scene September 8th and 9th.
Hey, look at that.
Dude, we're not going to that.
It's Tara Patrick, though.
That's okay.
At the Scene, which is a local strip club here in Long Island.
Yeah, we're not going to that.
The Scene's a dump, too, man.
Not going to
what
that.
What the hell's Tara Patrick doing at the Scene?
I don't know.
She should be at Gossip.
Figured I'd let you guys know. Also, on the comments on the last show was great. You guys are getting better and better. And one thing you guys have told me about podcasting is be creative. And Lunatic Radio is creative, always has been creative, and always will be creative. And you guys do some more. Keep up the great work.
All right.
Have fun. And I'll try to get one of these sippers to call in for you.
This will be inside, but why does Crazy Clown sound like Club Soda Kenny?
Whoa.
There he is. Hi, it's Crazy Clown. Hi, Kieran.
Listen, I think we should call Tara Patrick and warn her.
Hi, it's Crazy Clown.
The guy with the red nose.
Comes on his little like, bicycle.
Yeah.
In a little car.
This is the sound of his car when he rolls up to the scene.
Hey, hey.
Who wants an ice cream?
Hi, Tara.
It's Crazy Clown.
Want a stick of gum?
I'll put a dollar in your G. You squeeze right up.
You want to see me be creative? Here's a brick and some duct tape. Get in my trunk.
I painted this
creative.
I painted this flashlight silver.
Here, I'll be creative. Look down the barrel of this.
Yeah. I'll be creative. Stick your head in this rope.
Come into this dark alley.
We're going to get Clown to call up.
Come into this dark alley and smell this rag.
You want to see me jungle knives? Jungle knives. Ugh,
jungle
I stink.
Jungle knives?
Yeah. Oh-wee-oh-wee-oh. Oh. Anybody who got that, they kudos. That's all I got to say. You get a fucking sticker or something.
We like Crazy Clown, man.
Yeah.
Good guy.
You should call in, too. You could do like a live
Clown. Clown, just keep calling in, dude. Every time.
That's money.
Clown, every time you go to the strip club, call in.
That's money right there.
I want info from Clown at the strip club every week.
Yeah. Crazy Clown, like porno place updates.
Give me the music again.
Oh, yo, all I gotta say is Jay the BW got it. He wins the fucking sticker.
Hi, this is Crazy Clown from the Tender Trap.
Way to go, Jericho guy.
Turnpike.
No, that's that. I'll be alive at Gossip. In the main lobby, they won't let me through. They said something about my red nose. Not right attire.
Hi, this is Clown from the Oakdale Flea Market.
The Oakdale Flea Market.
That's right. I'm in line to get my Judas Priest t-shirt.
I love Crazy Clown, man. Fucking Crazy Clown.
He's the best! He's back! He's back!
He's back!
I'm in line waiting to get the autograph of David Coverdale. Of the greatest band ever, Whitesnake. Honk, honk. I know all the words to Still of the Night.
Don't mind that noise, it's just my car.
I'm getting East Slice Ice Lip at Trisha Patrick's house.
Trisha Patrick.
Not quite as hot as Tara, but she's okay.
He makes a nice meatloaf.
That's right. She doesn't have the order of protection.
Nothing's hotter than a broad rolled up in a carpet.
Trisha Patrick lets me wear the big shoes to bed.
And check this out, guys. I did a wacky bit. I dropped a cinder block on her cunt.
Where's my wacky?
There it is.
Clown, you're back in the party,
He's
big man.
Back.
Welcome back.
We're the only ones laughing. No one in the chat room cares.
Hi, this is Crazy Clown. I'm in a rice paddy looking for some Asian.
That's awful. I'm across the street from the Tender Trap because by law this is as close as I could get to Tara Patrick.
Even though she's playing the scene this week.
That's wrong. You fucked it up. That's all right.
Hey, guys.
Judging by my night vision goggles, she's about to go on stage.
Hey, guys. I printed out a JPEG of Tara Patrick. Right here. It's a little pixelated, but you get the idea.
I
even photoshopped a picture of myself at next door. You will notice I'm the one with the rainbow colored wig.
I took the liberty to put some clown shoes on her. I think they look much better than heels.
Hi, this is Crazy Clown reporting live from the Rikers Island in St.
She was entranced by my juggling abilities.
I tried to lure her away from the scene with some milk duds in my charm.
Hi, Tara. This is Crazy Clown. Would you like to come in my polka dotted car? A clown for all occasions.
Rig my tricycle to fit two.
It's got the little sidecar.
I just put this swank racing stripe on my tricycle. I hope you like it.
Yeah, he's rolling up the tricycle.
I brought the tricycle because my unicycle is in the shop. My wheel is out of alignment.
Does he roll around with like a monkey on his shoulder?
This is my monkey, Bubbles.
Oh my god. Oh my goodness. Where'd the clown go? The clown's not even here anymore.
Hi, this is Crazy Clown reporting from Three Village Elementary School. The chicks are fucking hot.
By law,
this is a Crazy Clown show live from Hedgehog Elementary.
Hi, this is Crazy Clown reporting live from recess. I only.
Oh my god.
Hi, this is Crazy Clown. I killed JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, my.
All right, yeah, I single. That's the death knell.
White flag.
Yeah, white flag.
White flag.
Done. Way to go, Kieran. All right. For everybody.
Clown, we love you, man. Glad to have you back on the show. No, Clown's a good guy, dude. I appreciate it.
I haven't laughed that hard in weeks on this show.
He's radio gold. He called in like a year ago, and we had like a 45-minute rant on just his phone call. So, Clown, call in every week.
Guess who just joined the chat room? Trisha Patrick. Oh, man. We got to get Clown on the show one day.
Hey, this is Crazy Clown. It rubs lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
And you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
What the fuck is lotion in the bathroom?
Hey everybody, it's the CEO here. So, you looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Well, go over to lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's lunaticradio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Hey, it's the boys from Psycho Stick. What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's going on? Yo.
Is it all you in there?
We're missing Vince today, but we're all here except for him.
Sweet. You know, what's kind of great? As the LunaticRadio.com show and the Psycho Stick band, the fans have, like, come together a little bit. And it's apparent in this drunk call. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to hear this, but I'm going to play a drunk call from one of our fans over the week. It features one of your songs. So it's a drunk call from somebody on a phone. So I'm going to play it. Hopefully you guys can hear it. And we'll come back to you right after. Here we go.
Laguna Beach.
Oh my god, when worlds collide. Holy shit, that's a scary thought.
Could you guys hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
No,
what was that? Is that what that was?
Yeah, Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach.
That's what we're doing after the show, dude. We're
going to
just kick it in style. Yeah,
Laguna
Beach. Oh, dude. Dude, you got to fucking do that.
It's going to be awesome, man.
New York.
That would be the ultimate homage to my brother Fat Kev, because he's the one that gave us that Laguna Beach bit. I don't know what the hell he
Fat Kev's in the band.
Oh, that's great.
All right, so fellas, I believe it's time to debut the new Psycho Stick song, which will be available to download on one of your sites, right, in 2 days?
Yeah. It'll be on the Pure Volume site, purevolume.com/psychostick. Nice.
So the song is titled, everybody, the Jägermeister Love Song. It's a new song by Psychostick, and you'll hear it first here on the lunaticradio.com show. Should you guys want to stick around, or do you want me to let you go and I'll play the song?
We'll stick around for a sec.
Okay, I'm going to play the song. Here we go, everybody. Psychostick, the Jägermeister Love Song on the lunaticradio.com show. Here we go.
This is the Jägermeister Love Song.
Debut of the Jägermeister Love Song by Psychostick. Fellas, you still on with us?
Yeah!
Dude, that fucking song rocks.
It's awesome. Kicked ass. You should have seen, we had a little mosh pit here in the studio.
That's right. Yeah.
Throwing down.
The best part is the fucking breakdown where he goes, chug, 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 chug.
Woo!
Fucking love that shit, man.
If you can't start a mosh pit in your own studio, what kind of country do we live in?
Yeah, that's right. Really. How long does it take you to do a song? Seriously.
To write a song?
Yeah, well, just it seems like you guys, put them together real quickly from what you've been saying.
Well, that one in particular was pretty quick. The really melodic ones like Tooth on Paperweight, they take a little longer.
Sure.
But songs like Beer and Jägermeister Love Song, not too long.
Yeah, ones where you don't have to actually write real melody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a punch riff and stuff we're pretty good at.
Yeah, we like to make it as heavy as we can, so. It usually takes longer to actually record the song than to write it.
But yeah.
So I appreciate you guys allowing us to premiere the new song, the Jägermeister love song, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. I appreciate you allowing us to do that. I appreciate all the swag we're going to give out to the LunaticRadio.com listeners. And I'd like to thank all the members of Psycho Stick, everybody, for joining us on the program tonight.
All right, right on. Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dude,
let me tell you, I was totally lapped into that one because I was giving him props, and yes. I thought he was going to give us a little props back.
Nope, right. Nope.
Bang!
Dude, that was A-game.
That was
fucking A-game. Those guys are great. I love that fucking guys.
You're listening to the best.
Is this for me?
Yes.
Because I'm crazy. Because I'll hang out with a porn star.
This is the Twilight Zone. Because you got to enter the Twilight Zone to actually think that this show's going to make it anywhere.
Well, that's true.
Or the worst of LunaticRadio.com.
Actually, the best one I ever went to, a haunted house thing. It wasn't a haunted house. It was a haunted hayride.
Oh!
And Great Adventure.
Oh, that, okay. That's what I was like. That sounds familiar. Yeah, okay.
And they take you to the woods, and it's like that eerie, you know... It's like that Friday the 13th thing, and they have all these ghouls and goblins that come out of the woods. I got kind of scared.
Sure.
What's going on, hey, man? What the fuck? Hello, who's this?
Bella Donna.
Hey, Bella fucking Donna!
Bella fucking Donna!
I thought, like, someone was going to answer and be like, hang on one second, I'll give you to them, but is this ready? We're really on?
We're on the air.
We are budget, Belladonna. We go right on tape. There's no screeners. There's no prep talk. You're right on air.
We don't mess around.
That's a classic way to start a show, man.
Exactly.
We were just talking about haunted houses.
Yes.
We're really crazy.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like the Halloween, Belladonna?
Oh, yeah, I love Halloween. I'm not actually, you know, I'm not dressing up this year, but I did already do my Halloween party on the Friday the 13th, so.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Share.
What did you go as?
Well, I kind of made up my own costume. I don't really know what to call it, but I had a latex dress on. It was really skin tight, and then I decided to wear this big hat. It kind of looks like a cop hat, but not. And then a silver mask. Don't know what I was. But
I love it, though.
Hold on one second. Aiden, I can't hear a thing they're saying.
Oh,
hold on.
She can't
Let
hear.
Me move out of this room.
She can't hear a thing we're saying.
She's got something going on in the background there.
Yeah, we're making music for the movie, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Movie?
Yeah.
What are you working on?
Fetish Fanatic number 5.
Oh, look at that.
Nice!
Belladonna, to be quite honest, you have so much film out there, I've yet to cover it all.
You may never cover it all.
I don't think I will.
Especially at the rate you go with porn. 30 seconds done.
Yeah, I know. It takes me about 4 days to get through one scene.
That's a good sign.
Hell yeah!
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a good thing. That means you're not bored, that's for sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
Are you guys on one phone, or I'm on speakerphone?
No, we're actually talking to you through Skype.
What's that?
It's like this internet phone service.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like... I didn't know, because like, sometimes I can't hear you and sometimes I can.
Yeah, Skype stands for shitty, so.
Okay, but I can hear you now, so we're good.
Okay, good. All right, so.
All right, everybody. We're talking to Belladonna. Let's introduce ourselves. My name is Cameron Cann, and my co-host today is the CEO of Rocket.
Hello.
Wow. Meet you guys.
Yeah, it's Belladonna, everybody. World famous porn star. Bella got started. The old story about how girls got started. She's got started when you were 18, right?
Yes.
And you were stripping at some club in Salt Lake City, Utah?
Yes.
Nice.
And you got it. It's like the old story. A friend called you from LA and said, hey, I can hook you up with this agent and you can do some, you know, I don't know what, magazine layouts or something.
Dude, you're so good.
And the next thing, she's got a dick up her ass.
Yeah. How did you know? You, like, know my story exactly to the T. Like, I would have said it exactly the way you did.
It's kind of sad how I know it. But it's interesting. It's interesting to me. You know, I see these girls on film. They're doing all this stuff. And I'm like, I want to know more about them. So I read up.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad you do.
And the first time you did anal was your first scene. porno scene,
that's right?
Right.
Wow.
Got right into it.
Jeez.
Talk about diving in.
It wasn't Lex Steele, was it?
Hell no. Oh, my God. I would have died. So I couldn't even get his dick halfway down my throat the first time I sucked on it, and now I can take it all the way down, but I had to break myself in. It took me a good year to get good at what I was doing.
Wow.
Wow. Well, so there is, like, you'd really have to, you have to work it in, so to speak.
Yeah, wow. For sure. I mean, I mean, unless you're doing that stuff before you get into, you know, into porn, then, you know, you already have your experience off camera. But mine was all, I mean, if you watch my movies from when I was 18, I was, like, the worst cocksucker ever. And,
wow.
You know, I could barely take it in the ass. But like, a good year after that, I was like, I'm ready for this shit. You know, I'm going to do it the right way this time. So wow. I dyed my hair black and came back, and I was like, this bitch is ready to fuck.
Wait, this brings up a pretty interesting thing, though. Like, so do you, would you, like with the cock sucking, would you practice, like, off, you know, off camera and stuff to try to, like, get a little further in?
I mean, like, I really liked to suck dick even before I started porn. It was something that I really got excited about. And, I mean, I would say that every time I did it more, like, you know, the more guys I sucked, the better at it I got. And so, you know, I wouldn't necessarily go home and practice,
right.
But I was doing it every day. And then, you know, a couple, like 2 years after I got in the business, I met my boyfriend, not anymore, but Nacho Vidal was my ex-boyfriend, and he had a huge cock. So, like, off camera, I was doing his cock anally and, you know, sucking it every day. So I got really good practice off of him.
I love that. She's got to practice.
Yeah.
I want to fucking go to practice, damn it.
That's a good thing.
I want to meet Bella on the practice field.
Maybe I should start doing classes.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be
cool. Oh, that'd be amazing.
That would break them in.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
You know, I've been watching, we love having, you know, adult film stars on the program because it makes research so much easier.
Yes.
And I was watching, you know, tons of your films over the weekend, and you're doing all sorts of crazy stuff with these dudes, and things are going in and out of places and stuff. And I got to thinking, I was like, I wonder if Bella has ever suffered, like, an injury.
That's a good question. You want to know the answer?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I have. But nothing that, you know, is too crazy. I mean, if you really want to hear it, I'll tell you.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Well, one time a guy didn't put very much lube, and that's not his fault. It was mine, too. Because I was like, oh, no, don't worry about it, you know. But he was fucking my ass, and it got a little dry.
Oof.
And if you don't have lube, then your skin is pulling. And so this is not very sexy, but I got an internal hemorrhoid, and that's disgusting, right?
Oh, wow.
Why am I clapping?
Like, I hate even saying that word because I think it sounds so disgusting. But, you know, that's the only bad thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, and a couple of sore throats, of course.
Of course.
You never blew out a knee or anything?
Nothing like that, no.
Casualties of war. Hey, listen, it's not all, like, fun and games. Come
yeah.
on.
It's not. But, you know, and I've heard a lot of girls getting, like, their ass ripped or, you know, like, shoulders dislocated from pile driver. I mean, there's been accidents to happen, but luckily I haven't been involved.
Anal sex is dangerous, period, man. You got to know what you're doing and be careful.
Definitely, and that's, you know, why you have to be careful and watch out for yourself and research your, you know, your STDs, too.
Definitely.
It's funny she brings that up because my only attempt at anal sex was, I was with my girlfriend when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Young kids don't know about lube.
Sure.
We're not there. Yeah.
They're just like
that world,
little kids.
That world hasn't become apparent to us. So I just threw the hammer in the back door there, and I got stuck.
Oh, no.
I got wedged.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, had she had much anal sex before that, or no?
No, it was like the first time we were just like, yeah, let's give it a shot. And all of a sudden I threw it in and we got stuck together.
It was tight, huh?
Yeah. I always make the analogy that it's like sticking your finger in a deflated balloon.
Wow.
You can never, like, pull it out.
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
Well, I'd love to have, you know, I'd love to be in your shoes because, you know, I can only enjoy it from being a woman, but I'd love to know what it feels like to fucking ass. Like, with a cock. I mean, like, I can imagine how much, I don't know, like, I can imagine how good it feels.
It really, well, I mean, I only threw it in once, so it kind of, Rock, have you ever had?
No, never did.
To me, it felt like banging a balloon. It really did.
Well, okay, you're right. You know, there's some guy, I've actually heard some guys who are like, I don't really care for much because, you know, it's just tight around the hole, and then it, like, when you get in, it's kind of like, there's not, you know, where a pussy is, like, real meaty inside.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, maybe it's better that I feel a pussy. So, I don't know.
She said meat.
And like, pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I was watching a lot of your films over the weekend. And
Were they newer films or older films?
I think a little of both.
Okay.
And there was one scene that I was watching. I got it from a buddy of mine. And it was you. The scene started out. To preface this, I was really confused. I ended up confused.
What was it?
I was watching. You were making out with a girl, really hot smoking girl, and I'm sitting there watching, and all of a sudden, the other girl whips out a dick, like, out of her thing, and I was like, that girl has a dick.
Wait, which one was it? Did I have, like, a short hair?
Yes, you had short hair.
Do
you remember?
I'm trying to remember because I don't remember there being two girls.
There was one girl.
One girl and then a dude?
Yeah, it was you, a girl, and then a foreign dude came in.
Okay.
Do you remember it?
Was it Chemo Domination Nation?
Could be.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I had a teddy bear.
I actually, when I saw the clip, I didn't know the title.
Oh, maybe you so it wasn't actually you have just a clip, so you don't get to see the entire title or anything, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, oh my God, there's some hot transsexuals out there.
But it's so weird because he's like, you gotta see this. So I'm like, looking at him, like, okay, two chicks are going, right?
And yes.
It's just like, the guy, girl, I don't know what you want to call it, had a great female body. And then all of a sudden the fucking hammer comes out. Like, that's not supposed to be there.
And I wasn't.
The good thing is for me, it's like, you know, I'm cool with it. It's like, okay, I got this hot chick with a dick, so I get the best of both worlds, you know? But a lot of guys are kind of freaked out by it because they're like, wait a minute, I was into her, and then she pulled out her dick, and I was like, whoa, what do I think now?
I know, because automatically I thought, I was like, all right, is this gay? But I was like, no, it can't be gay because it's a chick and a half, and Belladonna's in it, so I can watch it, right?
Well, here's the way I look at it, because I don't like to label sexuality because through my experience in porn and just in my experience with dating a lot of different guys, if it turns you on and it feels good, then why should it be bad? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I love
it. And I think, you know, I mean, a lot of people have their judgment because they just don't understand it, or maybe they, you know, they don't want to get judged. So people, you know, act all weird, but maybe at home they go home and they jerk off to it. It's on and nobody knows, you know?
Yeah, but most of us idiots out here are like those manly men who like to watch football.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, we're just idiots. We're all monkeys.
I always like to get manly men like you to let me put my fingers in places they don't belong.
Uh-oh. I think she's talking about
that. I feel so happy because they're like, oh, I'd never do that. And then one day they'll let me do it. And I'm like, that was so good.
Honestly, if it's you, we'll let you do anything.
Yeah, right.
That makes me feel so wonderful. Thank you.
Because you're an expert.
Right.
We trust you.
Oh, my God. And you have to enjoy it to want to do it, because not only does it feel good for you, but it really feels good for me, too.
See? Love that.
Here's the hack line, or hack question. Is there any dirty line you wouldn't cross?
Yes, actually. Believe it or not, I would not do an animal. I would not...
That's good.
Internet radio hosts?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can pretty much say I would never do an animal, but I don't know, there's anything else I wouldn't, off the bat, unless I was sitting there and someone said something. I don't know. There's probably things I won't do, but with certain people. But that's pretty much it. I mean, I've done a lot of stuff. I can't say that there's anything else I can think of.
Do you do a lot of work overseas?
Not recently, but in the past I did.
Because another thing I noticed about watching various clips and stuff of your work, that a lot of the guys seem like they're German.
There's a lot of European guys a lot more European guys, I think, that I've worked with than women.
Now, they seem really dirty. like the German or the foreign guys from other countries. They seem like, I don't know. They're
so much more open sexually than I, because I dated a Spanish guy for 3 years, and then, you know, I've been with a couple other European guys in the business, and they are so much more freaky in bed, and including at home, they're more freaky at home. So I don't know why that is. Is it because America is so, you know,
yeah,
sex is so bad and all that? But I don't understand. I think it's kind of great, but...
The website is enterbelladonna.com. Do you want to talk about the website a little bit, let the people know what's going on there?
Sure. You know, it's the best website on there, out there. I don't know. There's lots of... Oh, you can find all my movies there that I've directed and that I own through my company, and Evil Angel. There's a lot of stuff that you can't see on my videos, like fisting and, you know, a lot of piss play. And let's see what else. There's, like, I did have a forum, but I took that down for a while. But you can... You know, just see a lot of dirty content. I don't know what much more to say. You got to go see it, and then you'll decide why you want to join.
Yeah, the website, everybody, is enterbelladonna.com. Are you doing a scene this week with Hillary Scott?
Yeah, actually, I'm not shooting with her myself. I'm directing the scene. She's going to be doing Sasha, the German guy.
We had Hillary Scott on the program last week, and she seemed kind of excited about working with me.
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't actually fucked her myself yet, but I heard she's one dirty girl. Yeah. She's got some skills.
Yeah, she's got the ass skills. She said,
"How did you like her? Was she good?"
Yeah, but she said something that kind of puzzled me, and I didn't know what it was. Yeah. Last week on the program, she said something about having an ass-gasm. On the phone with
an ass-gasm?
An ass-gasm, yeah.
Hmm.
Do you know what that is?
I'm guessing that she's talking about having anal sex and, you know, the orgasm you get from having anal. Because, you know, it's different than the one you get from being fucked in your pussy.
Right. And
different feeling.
I took the word as being, like, literal, and I thought maybe she meant she was taking a dump. So...
That would be awesome if she really did say that, and that's what she meant.
And here's another hack question. Do you know how many films you've done?
I don't know exactly, but if I had to guess, I would say like 400, maybe more.
Oh.
I think.
That's awesome. That's a champ.
A lot of fucking, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I'd want to just touch the vagina and be like, wow.
I'm sure there's people who've done more than me, but I'm getting up there on a list.
Yeah, belladonna is huge. I don't know. There's like some sort of like aura around you that people like look at you like you're not even human. It seems like
that's so weird for me. I mean, because I'm such a. It's just like, you know, I live with myself, so it's kind of funny when people are like, "Oh my God, you're belladonna." I'm like, "Wow, I don't know. I guess."
I always say Bella fucking Donna.
Oh, that's so nice though. I never knew I would become that. You know, I just. If you would have seen how it was in the beginning, you would have never guessed either, you know?
Was it a rough road in the beginning?
Not really, like, rough, but it was, like, well, okay, maybe it would be rough for other people, but, like, you know, a lot of people didn't really, like, care for the tattoos, and they would kind of give me a lot of shit about that and try to hide them with, like, you know, drape a shirt over my shoulder and have me hold that there the entire time I was fucking, or, you know, they would be like, oh, she's not, like, the hottest chick in the world. But so, you know, through my sex, I would try to, like, look at me, I can do good, you know, like, I don't have to be the prettiest girl in the world, but fuck good, you know? So, I feel very lucky to be where I am today, it's really nice.
Oh, God. We love you.
Actually, I got a question for you, belladonna. Yeah. This has been, like, a running question that we've had with guests in the past, and the whole thing around, like, squirting, like, is it a real thing, or is it, like, is there piss involved? Like, what's the deal? What's the physics of it?
Okay, I love this topic because it's so funny to me, because I do shoot, like, you know, a lot of squirting stuff,
sure.
But here's the deal. I do think that squirting is real, but I don't think that girls squirt the way that they do on camera in private life. There's no way that... Here's the deal also. Every girl that I've ever shot that squirts drinks about 5 or 6 bottles of water before her scene.
Wow, see? This is like Balco for porn.
And not only that, but it smells like piss when it comes out. And I'm like, okay, I'm not retarded, you know what I mean?
Sure.
You can call it squirt, but there's no way that you need to drink that much water to get through a squirting scene, if you really squirt.
So you know they're faking it, but it's looking good for Cammy, so, like, let's just take it.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess I shouldn't be saying that because, like, that really is what a lot of people, like, want to get away with pissing on camera, but it's, you know, you're not supposed to pee on each other. You can pee on a in a toilet and all that.
Sure.
So they call it squirting.
Right, right. Yeah, because that's, like I said, we've been, like, trying to, we've been questioning it for a while. It's just, some of it seems like they're just like a waterfall. It's like, no way. You know?
And not only that, but you can see their piss hole coming out and piss is coming out of it. You're like, okay, why do you need to push that hard if it's just happening naturally? You know, you don't need to push that hard.
Now, this brings, and then the follow up with that is I noticed a lot with the squirting videos, like when they're squirting, like they rub their pussy a lot. Like, is that just for the.
They do that because they don't want you to know that they're peeing because, like, it's supposed to look like a natural orgasm, you know?
Wow, see? Now we're getting all the answers, finally.
But here's the thing, too, because I think it's such bullshit. Like, okay, great, you want to say you squirt, that's fine, like, you know, for legal reasons, but don't really, like, make me think that you really squirt because I'm not stupid, you know? Like, it's so funny how they do it. They're like, oh, after I squirt, I get real cold and I start shaking. And I'm like, no, that's because you're wet. It's so funny. I love it. I mean, I'm like, man, you smell like piss right now. There's no way.
So it's kind of like also a resume thing. So that there's like all those lies with it because if they can say, yeah, I squirt, they might get another job or two.
Yeah, because whoever shoots that squirting movie, they're going to want a squirter. Hey, everyone's capable of squirting. In parentheses, squirted myself.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, hey, if you want to see me pissed on camera, just remember I'm squirting, you know?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I don't mind a little piss in my face, but don't lie to me.
Pissgate.
Is there one scene or film that you've been in that stands out in your mind as your best?
Yeah, I mean, for years, ever since I've done this movie, I've always said it, The Fashionistas. It was the most incredible experience for me because there were so many different things that I did in that movie and there were so many things that I didn't think I could do myself. And so, you know, after seeing it, I was just like, wow, that was incredible. And so you get everything. You get a little bit of acting, you get a solo dance scene, you get a girl scene, you get a boy girl scene, you get a double blowjob, like all these, like dominated by a pro dom and just things that I'd never, like being chained up and by my having pussy clamps and nipple clamps and a splitter bar and
Jesus.
Just the whole deal, man. That is the movie and it's still a big seller, so
I'm sold. That question was actually a ploy to figure out what movie I need to go get next.
Oh god, I tell you, you will not be disappointed. This movie was, it was all shot in film and everything, and the guy who John Stagliano, the guy who made the movie, you know, spent a lot of money, spent $500,000 making this movie, and, you know, he didn't think that he was going to get any money back. He made more than he thought he was going to make back. He made a ton of money, and he's still making more on it because it's such a good movie.
What was the name again?
The Fashionistas?
Yeah, The Fashionistas.
All right. I got to go check that one out.
So, yeah, I would recommend that to anyone.
Is there anybody else in the, any other performers in the industry that you look up to or anything like that?
Well, I look up to Nina Hartley because she's just really a smart woman and she's got a lot of positive things to say and just really loves what she does. And I look up to her in that, you know, because there's so many women in this business that really don't enjoy their time and, you know, and their job. And so she's a great role model. And also I look up to a girl actually who's really quite new in the business. Her name's Sasha Gray. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Sasha Gray.
You got to look her up. She's so beautiful, and she's 18, and she's just really got a good head on her shoulders. And she came into this business because she wanted to do porn, and she had a list of things that she wanted to do in this business. And she, you know, she was already quite experienced before she got in. I really look up to girls like that because it's great to see someone who really wants to do this and comes out and has a plan and really just explores their sexuality. So look her up.
Did you find it hard making a name for yourself in the biz? Because it's all over the place, and there's so many girls doing it now. It's not like
actually,
the olden days.
I got kind of lucky because I don't know if you ever heard of that Prime Time with ABC. I kind of got...
Oh, yeah, the Diane Sawyer thing.
Yeah, I mean, I did that thing kind of... I was like really naive at the time and didn't really know. I thought they were just going to do this positive story, and by the end of 2 years, I did the interview with Diane Sawyer. After 2 years of them following me around, and at that time, I was going through a little bit of a rough patch in my relationship and in my personal life, and so there was parts of the interview where I kind of, like, almost break down, or, you know, there was things where I was just being very personal and very open with them with my experiences, and I choose to look at those things in a positive way. But after that, people were, like, in the business were freaking out because, you know, they, you know, clipped it all up and edited it the way they wanted to make me look like a victim. And, of course, people believed it, but that's really put me on the map, even though it was kind of embarrassing to see that.
Right.
I don't know if I would have, maybe a long time after that I would have been a little bit bigger, but that really, I mean, you can't beat 80 million viewers, or I think that was 80,000 or something like that.
Right, right. It was an ABC thing, and they were doing a story on porn, and they followed around Belladonna for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Throughout her career, and in the end, they ended up, like, cutting it up and making it look like, hey, she was, you know, spunky when she got into the biz, and now look at her 2 years afterwards. Mm-hmm. She's the mess.
But, you know, like there was things I was very honest about, which I wasn't going to lie because, you know, but I also don't choose to look at myself as a victim. I looked at myself as, hey, this is what happened. I learned from it, and I moved on.
Right.
You know, rather they didn't want you to see that whole part. They wanted to see just the parts where I was talking about, you know, what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I mean, and then they aired it again, so there was, like, there's that more many people that knew about me, and I still to this day get people saying, oh, I'm a fan ever since I saw that show, so you gotta look at it in a positive way, you know?
Yeah, well, it's Belladonna, everybody, on the lunaticradio.com show. MySpace.com/enterBelladonna is her MySpace page.
Beautiful, beautiful pics there, by the way.
And thank you.
And enterBelladonna.com is the website. Bella, can you do a liner for us before we let you go?
Sure.
Can you just say, hey, this is Belladonna, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show? Or
the
say whatever you want.
LunaticRadio.com show.
Right.
Okay. Hey, this is Belladonna, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Thank you, Bella.
That was a classic.
It was awesome. Perfect.
You know, I usually fuck up on those things, but I was like, not this time. I won't do it.
Bella, you rule, and we're all huge fans here at the .com show.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it, and I had a really good time with you.
Take care of yourself, and best of luck with all you got going on.
You too. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Belladonna, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Wonderful woman.
She's great.
Hey, this is Belladonna, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell us who you are.
Tell us who you are. This is Vox.
Vox, what are you doing right now?
I'm getting some fingers shoved in me.
Yeah, I can see that. So you're having sex as you're talking to me on the phone. How sexy is that?
Oh, I think that's pretty sexy.
So what do we got? Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is kind of hot. Should I just Vox?
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to sit back and listen, and you just hold the phone there, and we'll all just tune in.
Ride him.
All right.
We'll be back in 10 minutes, Nico. Isolate that. Don't fuck with chat room feedback. This better not cost me $7.99 a minute.
Skeet, skeet, skeet. Craig.
Craig Coleman says throw her a punch.
Shut the fuck up.
I know.
All right, we'll be quiet. Just let him go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh.
checking in. We're hitting a 29-minute mark.
Yeah, we need to. Is there any way we can get the camera down a little bit? I don't want
to. Look at Brock wants to see.
I need to see.
Just let him go. It's not like you're watching porno.
It's the listener.
Can we light the set a little bit better, please?
So we get a light meter.
Get the key grip on that. Apparently, some of the listeners are complaining about the echo, but right now I'm not going to ask them to get up and shut down. I think we I think we're hitting ludicrous speed. If you ever had sex in the Grand Canyon, this is exactly what it sounds like. If I could ask Hobbs, where do I get a girl like that? Can you get those at Walmart or something?
You're from a substrike, aren't you?
Yeah, they don't get chicks. Keep on banging, dude. I'm not going to interrupt you.
What?
Yeah. Ronnie's suggesting church would be a good place. Find out.
No, not church.
You can find them on the MySpace.
Right, you're listening to VoxRadio.com. Right?
Exactly. Officially changing the name.
You're listening to the Kelly and O'Brien Show. Did we just score a touchdown?
No.
I think they're done.
Oh. You want to know where you can meet a girl like this?
Yeah.
A coffee shop.
Dude, you guys are freaking amazing.
24-hour coffee shop.
That was some great freaking radio. Oh, are you guys done?
Yeah, we're done.
Nice.
That's what I mean, you got the vibrator.
Nice.
I don't think she can take anymore.
I kind of ran a ragged this weekend.
Oh, gosh.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I try.
This has been Hobbs and Vox, fucking for lunaticradio.com.
You're listening to the best of lunaticradio.com. We suck.
What's up, everybody?
Yo!
Fucking mess of a show. Wow.
If this is an indication of what it's going to be like down the road, we are fucking doomed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so, whatever.
People calling me.
This show, this is like the hugest show ever. You realize we're telling like everyone, yeah, we're going live, so everyone, their fucking mother's been listening.
Jesus Christ. And Christ, can Sprint make a goddamn cell phone that responds to functions? When you tell the freaking phone to go on vibrate or to not ring, the phone is not supposed to ring.
Real quick, who's area code 602?
That's Kev.
No, I'm not picking up.
Call me back again. Ronnie's been calling me for the past 40 minutes. Ron, don't you know I do the radio show? Christ. Unbelievable. I can't pick up the phone.
Yeah, now they'll hear it.
Thank God I'm broadcasting live because, yo, people who have my personal number, I cannot pick up the fucking phone when you call me on the air. Shit.
A instant message at Lunatic Radio on AIM.
Thank you.
That's how you get in contact.
Thank you. Ron, I love you, dude, but Radio 101, kid. Go He's back still- to the book. Go back and read the chapter again.
Kev is still calling.
Kev is still calling. Unbelievable. This has been an absolute train wreck.
Wow.
I really want to apologize to the listeners. who have stayed up to 12 o'clock on the East Coast.
Rob, my buddy.
9 o'clock on the West Coast. If you stayed up this long and you lasted through this show,
wow.
Get a rope, tie a noose, hang yourself.
Exactly.
I am serious. You are a complete champ, though. Don't go do that.
No,
I don't want to.
We love you guys. You guys are the best. Especially Ray, man. Yeah. He's putting up with the show right now. He's putting out right now. Probably the best, like, hour. He's been wanting to pull the fucking plug.
Unbelievable.
Go to dead air, probably.
Unbelievable. I just got people calling me, drunk callers. That just make no sense.
This has been insane.
Rocket looking at the board. Every time I touch a button on the board, Rock's like, it's like we're playing chess. Yeah. Like, Rock, oh, is he going to have the checkmate here? I'm like, what the fuck? I can't touch the board without Rocket looking at me like I'm about to jump off a cliff.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable, Ron. Stop it. Now he's doing a radio.
Now he's doing a bit.
602.
That's
Kev's calling now. They're all trying to fuck with the show. This is my listener.
Holy shit. We are doomed.
This is the people I grew up with.
Holy shit.
They got the young buck in the group.
Sure.
Which is me. Trying to produce something that's entertaining for the people to listen to around the country. And they got to fuck with me.
This is fucking...
This is the shit I've put up with for 29 years.
You know, just when I thought this might be pretty bad, we might be in for a pretty good series of shows going live, man. This could get fucking out of control.
This is going to get fucking out of control.
This is going to be awesome.
And you know, I've mentioned this. I hate talking about the show because I really want to entertain you people, you know, with other topics. We've got various topics to talk about and stuff like that.
Right.
I hate talking about the show, you know, as we do the fucking show.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But... the show, the demise of this show, people, will be before March. I'm telling you.
Really?
It's gonna just come to a crashing freaking halt. It's gonna blow up.
Don't say March. You don't want to put a timestamp on it.
It's gonna be March, I'm telling you.
Nah.
It's all gonna blow up. It's going to come to the end. You know why? You know who's going to do it? It's going to be the listeners.
Yeah. They're just going to give up. Like, these fucking guys are out of control.
We've Forget created it. A monster with these freaking listeners.
I'm listening to Bagel Radio.
Good. Go ahead. It's probably better than this piece of shit.
The best or the worst of lunaticradio.com.
We suck.
Yo, it's Rory.
My man Rory Carf, comedian extraordinaire from Charlotte, North Carolina. What's up? Let's get back to the stunt. You're in the kitchen downstairs. The wife, Lauren, is upstairs resting asleep, dreaming of black men. Now, how are you going to do it? Where is the bed located in the bedroom? I mean, is she going to notice you walking in the door, or is there a way you can like kind of sneak up on her?
Yeah, this really isn't that elaborate of a stunt. She's sleeping. I'm going to basically jump up next to her and drop my ball sack on her face.
All right.
It should be about a 5 second, basically 5 seconds. If I can just pull this off, we'll be good to go. And your listeners, a few have emailed me, and they'll say things like, oh, you and your wife remind me of me and my husband or me and my wife. You know, you guys are so wacky. And I'm like, well... I wonder if your listeners pull these stunts. And I think I emailed you, too, some other stuff I wanted to do, and I think you were like, I wouldn't do that. I don't want to be responsible for you doing that.
Yeah, you know what? I honestly can't remember what else you suggested, but all I know is I wrote back to you saying, it's your marriage. You can do what you want.
I was going to piss on her.
Oh, Jesus.
Do it! Do it!
All right, whatever you want to do, you do it.
Or I was going to take a dump in a bowl and just stick it by her face.
Okay, now you're just being obnoxious.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
See?
Why don't we start with a teabag?
All right.
That's good college humor fun.
Okay, let's... So are you starting to walk up now?
Well, let me give the play-by-play.
All right, go ahead.
For you guys. Now, keep in mind, I can do a whole lot of talking once I get in the bedroom. Uh-huh. So it'll be a lot of dead air for just a few seconds.
Well, put us on speakerphone or something. If you can.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. All right. If I can work my phone, you guys are on the speaker.
All right.
All right. Currently, right now, I'm going to be de-pantsing.
De-pantsing. Rory's going to be talking to us naked.
Pajamas are coming off.
Have you thought about the potential hazards in this, Rory?
What are the hazards?
Your balls ending up in her hand and her squeezing them.
Oh, yeah.
Swatting you like a bug?
Talk about a buzzkill.
All right, so Rory's walking up the stairs. He's taking off his pants. He's going to teabag his wife or something.
All right, guys, I'm walking up the stairs.
Okay, we'll be quiet. We'll be quiet.
I don't think we need to be
very, very quiet. All right, here we go.
Oh my God, what are you doing? Rory,
oh my God.
You're the man, Rory.
Did you get it?
No, she freaked out.
She freaked
you
out.
Did you hear that?
Oh man.
She saw Rory's junk. She's like, what the fuck is this?
We heard her scream in horror.
Yeah, you guys weren't even on speakerphone either, so it must have been really loud.
Oh my God, is she all mad now? What does she look like now?
I don't know. Hold on, let me go back in and try again.
No. Lauren's gonna...
Get out of here. Stop it. Lauren.
Let me just teabag you real quick. Please. Let me just put my balls on your nose. Please! Ow! Hello?
Yeah, you're there. That's fucking gold,
oh
man.
Oh my God! You're the man, Rory. I love to play, dude.
Love that line.
It was like a home invasion.
She got away, too. I mean, like, my balls were just touching the tip of her nostrils, and she escaped.
Next time we'll get her.
So, now that Rory woke me up, I think you guys should know that he sleeps with a stuffed animal.
Lauren 1, Rory 0.
Wow.
I'm not lying.
Rory's pantsless and his wife is funnier.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Now Sunset Thomas knows I don't get laid. This is great.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody knows you don't get laid. You practically wear it like a t-shirt.
I know. All right.
Well, anytime you need some sex, Pop, just give me a call.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
Jamie Kennedy, everybody's got his new album coming out in a couple hours. I was going back on IMDb, and Boogie Nights was listed. Is that correct? Because it says the scenes were deleted.
That was a while ago, yeah. The scenes were deleted.
But you were in the movie. You filmed some stuff for the movie, and they just cut them out.
Yeah. I had a scene with Heather Graham. Wow. I jacked off.
Nice!
And that was it? That was your big role?
I jacked off in front of her.
Why not? I do the same.
Because they had enough jack off in the movie.
Are you just,
they didn't need, I guess.
Are you just fucking with us, or is that right?
I'm 100%. It's on my thing.
Is it?
So why would I have scenes deleted? What do you think the movie was about? Knitting?
No,
no,
what?
The movie was about sex. I jacked off.
Yeah, okay. And they cut it out. You messed
up. Did you know how many sex scenes they filmed? Come on.
It could have been about knitting. You never know.
I could have been.
I fucking jacked off in front of Heather Graham, and then she didn't. I guess they didn't like the scene. It was a jack off scene. She picked up three guys in one scene, and three different times in the limo with Burt Reynolds, and I was one of the guys. And I jack off, and then I come, and I guess they didn't like it. Whatever. Screw Heather.
That's right, man. Fuck her.
You were that frat boy. You were supposed to be that frat boy that was in that the limo scene of Boogie Nights.
Another guy was that.
Oh, you
I was another one.
Ah, very interesting.
Look at this.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right? That's something to be proud of, I think, because that's a legendary movie right there. Even though you were cut out of it, I think it's that's something.
Screw that. I've been in way better movies. Son of the Mask, way better than Boogie Nights. I jacked off in front of the man, too.
Jamie's gonna jack off.
That's funny.
Did that one make the film? That one made the film, right? I didn't see that one.
It should have. It would have made more money if I did that.
Ouch!
Did you know what I hate about MySpace?
Yes, go ahead.
Is that the welcome pictures for a lot of girls is like girls with like a thong up their ass.
Yeah.
And they're like licking their left tit.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they're like, and their like name is like, you know, Gina's butt or whatever. And then like you write them and like, hi, would you like to meet for coffee sometime? And they write back, you fucking pervert. You think you're just going to get some fucking pussy? You think I'm going to fuck you? Why?
Yeah. Jamie knows how they roll those fucking cunts on MySpace.
Dude, I don't know if it's...
I hate it.
Whores.
Jamie, I don't know if it's your people that are going on the MySpace, but every time I log on, because you're in our top 8 because you were coming on the show, and it seems like you're on there 24/7. Is that you?
I have about 4 people that work it for me.
Ah, so you didn't...
But I go on it, too.
The search for whores.
Because I go and, like, check... I mean, I go and check numbers, how many plays we've had, but I also, I mean, look at girls. I mean, who doesn't?
Nice. Yeah. I love trolling MySpace. That's the
yeah, you do.
Late at night, you
fucking
know,
pervert man.
That's how
late at night troll.
Not to go back to the porn star thing, but that's how I find out about my new porn stars.
All right,
and I go out and then I go buy their movies or download some
you
shit.
You jerk
illegally.
Off to MySpace pictures, you fucking weirdo.
That's the way to go.
That's the way to go.
I saw a blog today that said you were having me and Henry Cho on.
That's right.
Yeah, Henry Cho dicked us, man.
Well, no, some dude just called. Just while we were talking to Jamie, it might have been him potentially.
He digged you?
Well, we don't know 100%. Someone just called while we were just speaking to you, but I couldn't take the call, obviously, because we're talking to
Jamie
you.
Kennedy did not dick you.
That's right. That's Jamie Kennedy does not dick Lunatic Radio.
And the new album blowing up, everybody.
He does not dick Lunatic. Jamie Kennedy will jerk off in Boogie Nights, but he does not dick you.
Right. Right. Oh, I wish you would have said lunaticradio.com right there. That would have been perfect. Just trying to get drops off of Jamie Kennedy.
We're trying to see.
Jamie Kennedy does not dick Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Oh.
There it is.
I love Jamie Kennedy. I'm a new fan now. I'm all over.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold. Come on. I don't know who you all got right. next to you. Maybe you can figure that out.
I gotta go back to work, though.
All right.
You guys, I love talking to you guys. Call me. Let's talk some more.
Yeah.
All right, man. Jamie Kennedy, the new album Blowing Up coming out tomorrow. Everybody in stores.
Tomorrow. If you want to laugh, too, go buy my DVD, my stand-up DVD on Watch. But, you know, you guys MySpace me anytime you want, and I'll come back on for sure.
Totally,
all right, man. Good talking to you, Jamie. Best luck with everything you got going on.
I appreciate it, guys, and big ups to New York City.
Yeah, he's going to forget about us by the time he gets off the phone. Watch.
Go bang some more chicks.
We're nothing. We're going
to... Hold on, you had that Utah call already?
Huh?
I have to make a call to Utah. I got to go. Well, I'm kidding.
Awful.
Oh. Jamie Kennedy.
I'll talk to you guys later. Lunatic Radio rules.
All right. Nice. Thank you, Jamie. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Jamie Kennedy on the LunaticRadio.com show. So Carrie's on the phone, everybody, and I don't know if this is true, but she said she would throw me a bone.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
You would have...
It's horrible.
You would have sex with me.
If I had a conversation, like, if I met with you in person... About 89% chance, yes.
89% chance. That's pretty good.
Yeah, as long as you don't ask me about if I'm a prostitute. That's, see, I think this is where you're going wrong. You have, like, such low self-esteem that you project it onto whatever woman walks by you, and you ask her stupid things like, oh, are you sure you want to sleep with me? Do you have any diseases? Are you a prostitute? If you are, you're way too expensive. Like, I think that's where you go wrong.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I
if you didn't play that poor me emo shit with me, then yeah.
Yeah.
If you had like an iota of self-confidence, yeah.
I have an iota of self-confidence.
You know what an iota is, huh?
I have a little bit. A tiny bit.
A little bit.
Tiny
enough
bit.
To get out of bed in the morning, I guess.
Yeah. Well, on most days.
Nice. After an hour of watching porn.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, once you see my hammer, you're going to be like, oh, what the fuck did I get myself into?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
give
me a goddamn break. I've worked with less.
Really?
Oh, jeez.
I've done more with less.
Really?
Yeah, I hooked up with a China kid.
Oh,
Chinese kid.
China
had
kid.
Had a freaking frat party. Dude, it wasn't my best moment. Sorry.
No.
Not at all. I was at this frat party, and this guy, like, I thought, like, my eyes were squinted or I wasn't seeing him straight, but it turns out, like, when I woke up the next morning, like, I totally knew that he was Chinese because I noticed I actually didn't have sex with him because I couldn't.
He's got that small of a hammer, huh?
Oh, my God, it was non-existent.
Yeah, Asian hammers
are
tiny.
Like, he had a mangina.
Yeah.
Mangina. Oh, look at her with the bits.
Those Asian guys, man, I feel bad for them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
They got no equipment. No equipment to play with.
You couldn't bang me? Oh, my God.
The one thing that's good about Chinamen is they're very good at math.
What, they own the country? Yeah, that's fucking great.
Yeah. Chinamen. So that's where it pays off.
The chinks.
Yeah. They get to go play golf and go to the resort places and, you know, have the mansions. And
own us, basically.
Where it drops off.
Yeah,
they
totally owed us. They have us by the nuts.
Yeah, yeah. They have small hammers, so. So what would
they have any good questions for me? What the hell?
Yeah, so what is
Jesus?
This is what
Christ.
We do on the show, Carrie.
What the fuck?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we just talk. Talk
I
show.
I'm swearing in the background. What's his deal?
Rocket's got a pussy. That's what happens.
Is he jealous?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
I think he is a little jealous.
Oh my God!
They carry
hold you.
They carry.
Okay. Sure.
I think he's jealous that somebody wants to bang me, and no one wants to bang him.
No, I think you're adorable. Oh, I'm sure he told me he was taken care of.
I'm fine.
On the board. I asked him if he had a girlfriend. He's like, oh, let's just say I'm taken care of. Like, he was all mysterious. He could have just said, yeah, I'm in a band. I get pussy.
That's right.
But no, he'd be all mysterious.
You know the one problem about you banging me. Is
I live on Cape Cod.
Yeah, and don't you have like a 6'3" problem?
Is there a biker boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like never around. I've never cheated on him, but I'm not against it.
He's never around. See, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah,
because he could show up.
No, in your luck, he'll show up.
Yeah, my luck is terrible.
No, he when he's not. Like riding, he is actually like he works for a Navy O&M team, so he goes around to different naval bases like throughout the world and like tests water and does all like this geeky shit. And he's gone for like weeks at a time, like overseas and stuff. So
nice.
You're safe.
You're gonna have to call me when that happens.
He's naughtier now.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna romance you and take you to like Burger King and put out the White Castle. You got White Castle there on Cape Cod?
The finest fast food restaurant in town. Mm. No, we don't have any White Castle in Massachusetts.
If you're really good, I'll take it to Taco Bell.
Wow.
We don't have any of those on Cape Cod.
But you're going to have to be good. You kind of have that Boston accent.
Well, I was born in Worcester.
Worcester.
Worcester. Yeah.
Welcome to Worcester, $1.25. I've heard it a million times.
We park the car.
Yeah, I packed my car and have it yet. When I'm wasted, though, oh, my God, my accent is so thick, like, my best friend can't even understand me because I drop my R's. I don't pronounce anything the way it's supposed to be. I'm just I'm a mess.
Carrie, can
my
we...
Because I live down south, too, and I lived in North Hollywood, and so I have, like, a million different accents rolled up into one manly voice.
Can we try it tonight? Can you get some
what?
Getting you drunk on air?
Oh, dude, there's not enough time for that. I'm Irish. It's going to take me like 3 hours.
Oh, you're Irish.
Can you say something for me in your drunk Irish voice? Can you say, Kieran, you have a wicked cock?
Kieran, you got a wicked cock.
Isolate
wicked
that.
Cack.
Yeah, I just want
to. Wicked cock in my habit, yad.
You're damn right.
Damn right, damn Skippy.
So 89% sure that I would score with you. This is something for me. This is making
See,
my
what we
Monday.
We need to do is like we need to do like a bit. Should you say? I hate it when you guys refer to it as a bit. I think that's so fucking lame. But
thank you.
I think like next time I go. Hey, anytime. So I think next time I go down to New York. So I used to live in Manhattan. Next time I go down there, we should all just like fucking rage it up.
Yeah.
Rage it up.
And get hammered and then go have sex.
Yeah, why not?
Sweet.
Why not?
I go first.
What? Do you got big boobs?
They're a 38C.
That's a yes.
Okay, cool.
That's quality.
All right. I mean, Yeah.
Mm. How tall are
I'm
you?
I'm not one of those girls that walks around in like a belly shirt, so I think that's slutty.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Oh, that's nice. Good. That works for Karen.
That's 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
You might have a winner.
What color eyes do you have?
They're like the color of a Spanish olive. Like they're
hot.
Wicked dark green.
Wicked dark green.
Wicked dark.
Wicked dark green.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm game.
I'm a redhead.
And he's done. He's set. That's
it. Do anything for you? I'm a redhead.
Really? Ooh. Real Irish. Yeah. Real Irish broad.
You got freckles?
Yeah. Irish, French, and German. I was born to do 3 things. Fuck, fight, and drink, buddy.
Mm.
Bring it.
Damn, what? She sounds like she's going to kick my ass in bed.
So maybe that's what you need.
Oh, I'm violent, yeah.
Really? Like, what dirty things would you do?
I'd let you bang me up the ass.
Whoa, really? I don't know if I'm going to go that way, though.
Do you swallow?
I'm okay.
Do you swallow, Carrie?
Yes. Well, I know why. This is why. Oh. I remember the very first time I gave a blowjob. I was so confused. I didn't know what to do with it, so I just swallowed it. And I've never done anything else. I've never spit it out because I think it's disrespectful.
What does it taste like?
Salty.
Yeah?
Not wicked salty, but like a hollandaise sauce. Like a Benny. Like a Dick Benny.
Interesting.
That's very
interesting. Do you have that consistency? Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I even make that noise.
Really?
You take this whole penis in your mouth.
Do you spit? Do you get the saliva working?
Yeah.
Good, good.
Mm.
Do you have any toys?
Yes, I do. I just have one, though.
That's okay. One's enough. One's
enough?
You know,
it's a different attachment, so that's pretty cool.
Chat room feedback.
What is it, like a screwdriver? You know.
Chat room feedback, everybody. Uh-oh, Kieran's going stern on Carrie. You motherfucker.
Chris the Bear always guarantees that one good singer.
Carrie's going to be talking into my skin mic pretty soon, people.
Hey, my birthday is coming up. How about a birthday lay?
There you go.
Yeah.
That works.
When is your birthday?
February 4th.
Wow, that's early.
Yeah, I'll be 26.
I'm going to have to start shaving my back. Like
and
tomorrow. And my balls. Oh, I have to shave my balls too?
Damn. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll shave them because that's kind of nasty.
No.
I'll shave my taint too.
Taint. That's another thing I like.
You know what I used to do back in college? I used to shave my ass. Try doing that.
Did you get ass sits? Like from like little tiny ingrown hairs and wearing jeans all the time?
Nah, never got those.
No, seriously, like, that's a problem. When, like, girls wax and they do, like, the full Brazilian wax, like, they get, like, pussy acne like a motherfucker because the hair grows in the wrong way the first couple of times you get it done.
Yeah.
It hurts. I'm serious. Especially the taint.
Don't you have to, like, shave that, like, every couple days, though, you know, to keep it from not happening?
No. No, I just get it done, like, twice a month.
All right, I'm going to bang you. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm bald like a 12-year-old.
This is what you got to do when we meet.
You're hung like a 12-year-old, and I'm bald like a 12-year-old.
Intriguing.
Nice. I like the kids. I'll go there.
Josh Gogan at the line.
It's a filthy freaking island, let me tell you. Skanks galore. Hey, Rocket, you could get laid down here.
Rocket, you got chat room feedback?
Yeah, Josh Gogan has a great line. So if you don't have hollandaise sauce, could you jack off to Eggs Benedict? Onto Eggs Benedict. JoshGogan.com MySpace.com/ Josh Gogan for all your hilarity needs.
Yeah, everybody's waiting for me to squirt my, or start jacking my nuts on the webcam right now.
So now, wait, Carrie, just so you understand, that first time, you know, Kieran is going to be rather quick. So you're going to be patient with the boy, right?
Yeah, I saw a 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do like probably like 12 rounds. It's gonna be a fight.
Hey, I got no problem with cameras. If you want to savor the moment,
look
dude,
at this.
I'm all for it. I'm not running for.
Did you hear what
she's? Be a politician. Yeah.
She wants the video,
what, for like archival purposes.
I do not want to see my little freaking Irish ass.
Yeah,
on
no one
on
wants
camera.
To. You won't even want to, Carrie.
Your pimply shaved ass.
All right, so this is what's got to happen. You got to meet me, and when you meet me, because I'm going to be very nervous when I see you, you're going to have to go.
You're going to blush the whole time. You're not going to say anything, and you're just going to hold up little index cards.
Right, this is what you have to do. You got to take me by the hand, right, and you got to go, Kieran, let's fucking bang. And that's my cue to go.
I'm going
to
throw you against the wall, dude.
Right. I cannot have, like, I can't play games. I got to just get in there. You got to be like, all right, game on, and I'm going. I'm running the 40-yard dash to the CUDA.
I'm not even to talk to you, dude.
Why not?
Sorry. Why? Because for losers.
Okay.
I'm not in it for the freaking cuddling. Oh, God. Well, I know what drives me nuts. This is what drives me nuts. Because I know it's, you know, intriguing to you what drives me nuts. I can't stand it when you have sex with someone and then, like, you're, like, just trying to go to sleep and someone's, like, all up on you trying to, like, smother you with their arms and, like, oh, I love you, blah, blah, blah. Like, seriously, I'm fucking to fuck. Leave me alone. I don't like any of that cuddling, talking shit, unless you're calling me a dirty whore and jizzing on my face and smacking me around and pulling my hair. I don't want you to talk to me. So don't talk to me. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm just going to grab you by the hand, throw you against the bathroom stall door, and get it done.
Don't, honestly, if I can make a suggestion, don't grab him by the hand. Just kind of just, because if you touch him by the hand, he might drop the load in his pants, and then you're going to have to wait another 20 minutes. That first physical contact with a woman might just set him off.
I'm going to go home crying. She's going to kick me out.
I'm not going to kick you out. I'm just going to kick your ass.
Yeah, all right. That's fine. I'm into that, man. You got to talk dirty. You got to be like, you call me a bitch and shit.
How do you even remember what you're into?
I really don't. I just watch a lot of porno, and I see what they do, so I got
to
do that.
Fuck it. How come you're not trying to toss in any of your groupie girlfriends?
Groupie girlfriends?
Who are they?
Yeah.
We have
those?
Are
you in a band?
I'm not in a band.
I am.
Oh, I thought Rocket was in a band.
I am.
Oh, Rocket is.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about Kieran.
Why can't you throw Kieran some bitches?
Because they're for me.
Exactly.
You greedy fuck.
You damn right. CEO is always greedy. Thank you very much.
CEO.
Yeah. The Italians don't know how to share.
I love
how
you take this so seriously.
I take my women very seriously, Carrie. Very seriously.
It's a glorified fucking hobby.
All right, Carrie. So this is what we got to do. You got to call me when your boyfriend leaves town.
Dude, he's already gone.
Oh. He's gone now?
Yeah.
When is he coming back?
I think March 7th.
Is
what?
Is he in the country?
No.
Sweet.
Wow.
Score.
Can we get the toy out? Can we hear the toy?
No, he's in Alaska right now.
No. Can you get the toy out?
Actually, I need batteries. I can't.
What?
I need batteries.
Oh.
I don't have any. Connie told me to go to the store and get her some, too.
Send me some pictures.
Yeah, what are those pictures?
Oh, my God. This is a freaking deal. Okay, see, David and I share, like, electronics, because I don't buy electronics because I am such a retard.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the camera with all the pictures that's in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any of the pictures. So what I did was I borrowed my parents' camera and their software, so I'm going to load that on my computer and take some pictures this week.
I like the effort.
Carrie, can I put my bag on your forehead?
Yeah. You put it in my mouth, baby.
Whoa. Little teabag in action?
I don't know if I want to put my bag in your mouth. That shit hurts.
But why not?
It's sensitive.
You don't even know what you like. Just give it a shot.
All right.
Give it a try.
I'll just give you my body, and you can do whatever you want.
Ugh. Yeah, I figured that was going to happen anyway.
He's going to
probably just
pretty much
like a woman.
Pretty much I'm giving you a bag of shit, which is my body.
Oh, God.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Way to get me hot.
Yeah, really. Wait, yeah. See, Carrie, this is why you're gonna, you have to have a lot of patience.
This is where you go
wrong. You got to have a lot of patience,
Carrie.
This
is where you go wrong, Karen.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a bag of shit, which is my body, and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Chat room feedback. Kieran's unused condoms checking in. Tissue time with Carrie Cape Cod.
You asshole.
Kieran's unused condoms checking in.
Another O&A reference.
Yeah.
Great. All right, Carrie, I'll let you go. You're hot, and you got to keep in contact with me.
You're listening to the best.
You like having your salad tossed?
Yeah.
What?
No, I was asking Vox.
Oh, sorry.
Or the worst. LunaticRadio.com.
Oh, I want to. We have the porn stuff.
Yeah, let's try doing a show.
The obscure porn thing. We were talking about last week how Rock and I watch porno that has like obscure noises in the background.
Right. Well, it's not like we prefer it, but it just tends, because of all the porno we watch, it tends to happen.
All right, here's the clip from last week when we talked about it. Why explain it now?
Yeah,
play the clip.
Okay.
We're lazy. I was going to get some Jenna Jameson and Tara Patrick stuff, but I don't like how they play the music during the porno scenes. Like, you know, they have the music going?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it when it's just dead silent.
This is why I love DVD porn now, because now they separate the audio tracks. You can get the full mix with the music. They actually give you the option of just the music for some reason or another, or you could just get the vocal audio, which is what I love. And I just highlight that one. That's my favorite. So I don't want to hear the music.
I don't want the music.
I don't
want
to hear this shit.
I don't want to hear this during my porno.
It's like, no. It's like,
I just want silence. I want to hear, like, in some of the pornos I watch, I can hear, like, guys, you know, working in a house next door. You know what I mean? Like, construction workers. I can hear, like, police cars flying by. That's the kind of porn I like.
All right.
Here we go. I got examples of obscure noises in porno. Here is the first scene is two chicks and a dude. Listen towards the end. It's kind of funny. What? It's a fucking ambulance.
That is so hot.
How funny is that?
Ambulance smut.
That's the kind of porno I watch. Two chicks in a fucking apartment banging some dude, and there's a fucking ambulance going by. That's classy porn. That's what I watch.
I thought when I first started playing, I thought it was John on one of his vlogging little, like, exhibition jobs. It sounded like John for some reason.
Here's the next example. It's just a guy and a girl banging in an apartment again.
Ooh.
On a couch.
Ooh. Okay.
Fucking dog barking.
Reality warning.
How great is that, dude? How fucking great is that? That's realism right there.
That's real world porn.
That's realism right there. There ain't no fucking Tower Patrick fucking Zulu shit. Some sort of fucking trance music going on as she's getting railed. We got a fucking dog barking in the background as this chick's getting banged on the couch.
Don't they just want to call cut, do the scene over? I mean, come on. Get the
hell
dog
no, out. Man. Time's money.
Shut up.
Let the dog bark. Fuck it.
Someone will like it.
You know, her moaning made the dog bark in the backyard.
Yeah. Someone will get turned on by that. Keep rolling.
That's what I fucking want in my porno, man. I want silence, and if a fucking car drives by or some dude's building a house next door, so be it. Now, let it fucking happen.
Does that ruin your night if you blow your load while, like, the dog's barking? Do you feel bad in the morning? Do you feel a little less, you know, good about yourself the next day?
Like you're neglecting the dog or something?
Well, no, it's like, damn, I jacked and it was like a dog barking. That's not good.
By the way, I was that first clip I was playing you, the two chicks and a guy, when that fucking ambulance happened, I was watching that, and I was trying to, you know, work the magic with that one. And as soon as that fucking ambulance started, as soon as they hit the cum shot and the fucking ambulance starts coming, I started fucking chuckling. I was like, what the fuck is this? It's the fucking ambulance blaring. Like the key grip had a fucking heart attack, and there's an ambulance coming. The fuck is going on, dude? Can you fucking get some soundproofing?
Close the window.
Yeah, I mean, go to the fucking Marriott, get a fucking hotel room that's like in the middle of the building, so there's like a little soundproofing or something, and film it there. It's like the walls are made of paper. Where do they film this shit? By the way, where do they film this? Like in the fucking Compton? Where is this? Where is this stuff
it's
being filmed?
Sensual.
Every single, this is like from a series, I don't know who puts these together. I think it's like Naughty America. That's the company that makes these little ones that I watch. And they're all like that. They're all in a fucking apartment, and there's always something going on in the background. Like a dog. There's like a dog in the living room.
So maybe, that's their niche.
I don't think so.
Like real world smut?
Because in some of them, I can't find the clips, but in some of them I've heard like honking horns and shit. Dudes hammering. I've heard dudes hammering. It's fucking crazy.
You're going to have one where you're banging here like the school bell ringing in the background.
By the way, if you're a dude out there listening to the program or a chick and you have some porn with obscure noises in it, please send it in to us. Because this is a little bit I want to do. Because this shit's funny to me. I don't know why. It is. So send in your clips, your porno clips with obscure noises. It could be a dog barking. Could be like a fucking dude like knocking on the door or something. Something weird that happens. Some sort of noise in the background that you just wouldn't expect to happen. You know what I mean?
Could be John screaming at lunaticradio.com.
Could be that. Could be that. I have two more examples this week of just noises that shouldn't be in the porno. You know what I mean?
I love this.
We watch the porno, like we were saying. We watch the porno that doesn't have the music.
Right.
Because we don't like that. We want to hear the chicks moaning, but we also don't want to hear like a car driving by.
Yeah.
So here is a clip. I believe it's a guy and a girl in an apartment, and I don't know, some sort of noise comes by. I believe it might be an ambulance or something. Here we go.
Oh, my dad, what's good, after all?
Somebody's being rushed to the hospital.
That was DLR in the background.
Oh, man. I can't believe this.
Oh, I'm acting. Whoa.
All these porns that I watch are always, it seems like two, you know, a guy and a girl in an apartment banging.
That's it.
I guess it's always in, like, a city or something because there's always traffic going by. There's another example.
They can't keep the window closed.
Yeah,
just
no.
Just to get the...
Some soundproofing?
No. Definitely not soundproofing.
Here's another, this one's kind of short. Here we go. This chick is getting a little, you know, oral pleasure. And,
wow. Okay, FCC.
Apparently, she was getting a little action downstairs in the middle of traffic.
She was a quarter of third and 28. Trying to move over here!
Get the fuck out of the way! Hey, you cunt, move! Trying to get to work here!
All this double parking bullshit! Get the fuck out of here!
The girl's got her cunt double parked! Move your fat ass.
You're in a no loading zone.
Yeah, no loads in the face.
LOL.
Yeah, so those are my obscure noises in porn for this week, everybody. Oh, this is a clip of a girl and a guy banging on like a patio in the backyard.
With a lawnmower?
It's a leaf blower. Sorry. So here's a guy and a girl banging. And I guess next door they're having some landscaping done. Nice. And if you notice, the clip is about 2 minutes long. The leaf blower gets closer and closer. So the Mexican guy's going, hey, look at that.
He's probably trying to, you know, see what's going on.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, he's probably like, cool, check it out. Check it out, man.
Check it, man. Guy's blowing.
Bongo sounds.
Meanwhile, you know, like, nothing's getting done, and he's just sitting there, like, forgot to turn it off.
Yeah. He's, like, aimlessly blowing into the air.
Right. He's like, look, I'm working, I'm watching, I'm not working.
He's just blowing the pile of leaves he constructed back onto the lawn.
Keep going.
Yeah.
No cutscene.
No cut. No director cut.
Actually, you know, if you listen to the guy moan, it's like rhythmic. You know, like it's like a broken record.
Yeah, it's almost like a techno.
It's like 2 seconds long each time.
This could be better. One of the better ones yet, Ronnie. In rock.
She needs to make more noise.
Well, I believe right now she's on a lounge chair and he's like railing her.
That'd be fine, but she needs to make more noise.
We're here at the landscaper just blows on by.
Like, you know what? Rule of thumb, girls. Make noise. Yeah. Lots of noise. Not just breathing and not just the ooh, but talk.
Well, not like what you did today, talk.
Yeah. Pick up milk. Yeah. We're out of garbage bags. Like, not that type of talk.
Yeah, so there you go. There was the leaf blower guy.
Change the channel.
You're listening to the best of lunaticradio.com. We suck.
Can't help it. It's just like the way it's said.
Game to play.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Make me feel this way.
Let's get gay on the show right now.
What do we make a thing to do? Make me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say.
I just grabbed a mic like a faggot.
I never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do. To make me dream of you. And I want to fall in love.
I like the big butt or a penis. I'm the gay guy, remember me? Everything I do is because I'm gay.
With you.
Dude, look, I'm holding the mic stand.
Wait, there's another chorus.
Yeah, there is.
We're getting booty shaking for it. See, look.
Yeah.
Dude, chicks dig this. I'm telling you.
All right, hold on. Chicks, we got another chorus. Here we go, baby. Where the fuck is the other chorus,
Chris? It's coming up.
Come on, ladies. This is for you. We're doing this for you,
yeah,
ladies.
We're doing this for you, ladies.
No one could save me but you.
We're going insane, by the way. This show filler.
Street words desire make foolish people love you.
Alright, here's the high
point. I like
pot.
I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you.
Lose somebody? She died?
No.
Listen.
I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you.
You're fucking me up, Ronnie.
No, I want to fall in love. It's just a shame if I'm a boo-boo-boo-boo. No, I want to fall in love.
Yeah, I'm gay.
With you.
I can't believe that I've ever been with a woman.
It's so fucking good.
I like swollen balls.
Yo, what's up, dude?
The end.
Nobody loves no one.
Bravo.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was, that was for you, ladies.
That was for the ladies.
That's us for you.
Yeah, us singing to you.
And for the wizard, because, you know.
Girls like that.
See what we do?
Girls like that.
No other show
you know what
does
the,
that.
You know what the girls appreciate? They appreciate the effort.
I felt like Goose and Maverick singing to that chick in the bar.
That's right.
That's right. We were singing to the Luna ladies, the Luna chicks.
The Luna
we were showing them that we appreciate you showing us some skin all the time.
Right.
So we're going to sing for you.
And this is for all you Luna chicks, even the ones that are not in your life. All you in LR world.
All the Luna chicks.
All the Luna chicks.
Gay. That was for you.
That was for you.
You know?
From
and
us
listen, they don't care that you don't know how to sing. No, they appreciate the effort.
The thought that counts.
The thought that counts.
See, Kieran, that's a lesson for you. It's the thought that counts.
Yes.
Right. Not about big white teeth.
I didn't mean to put it like that.
Right.
So the high school reunion was this week.
Really?
And, Pulse Bob, my buddy, went, and I believe we're going to try to get him online. You want to try to call him now?
All right, we'll see.
Bob's going to try to walk us through the recap of the reunion, see what happened and stuff like that.
For all those that don't know Polish Bob, gosh golly.
Pulse Bob's my best friend. And by the way, Polish Bob does not want to come on the air tonight.
So we're going to see.
I was like, Bob, come on the air. He's like, I'll be nervous. We're calling Bob's house.
Yeah.
It's a Polish house, so he might not pick up.
Waddle doodle.
Kidding, Bob.
Hello.
Bobby.
Yo.
It's me, Kieran.
What up?
I'm on the show, pal.
Nice.
What's
going on over there?
I don't know. What are you listening?
Any boobies on the show yet?
No boobies on the show yet, Bob. We're working on it.
Oh, man.
What's up, Bob? It's Rock.
What's up, Rocket?
How you doing, buddy?
Come on, man. Yeah, good.
Good.
Good. Feeling pretty good.
Bob's wife is at law school tonight, so he's watching the kids.
I got the kids. I just changed one of those diapers. Ever change a diaper? Shut up. I guess you guys have never changed a diaper where the poop overflows out the borders and gets onto the onesie.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
Haven't had the luck of
it. No. Good times.
It's a hell of a Monday night, Bob.
Yeah.
So Bob went to the high school reunion, everybody, and he was telling me he had 16 Jack and Cokes or something like that, right, Bob?
Yeah, about that. Yeah,
nice.
That's close to that. Yeah.
Bob, how many people turned up at our high school reunion?
I'd say about 40.
40?
Well, 40, but like only 20 of them went to high school with us. So.
Oh, really? So it really wasn't that many people.
It was quite, I don't know. I'd say like, maybe 30. 30 people showed from high school, from the graduating class, and half of them had spouses. And there's about maybe 15, 20 people still single.
Half
a single still.
How big is your class? How big was your class?
Like 100.
Oh, so it wasn't that big.
It was a small class.
Yeah, it was like 130, I think. Something like that.
Right. Still wasn't huge.
Yeah.
I think I graduated like 96th.
Way to go, champ.
96.
The only ones behind, the only things underneath you were a rock and some student who hasn't graduated still.
Yeah, I was right behind a locker. My God.
What?
Yeah, locker was cooler than me.
It was good, though. See people you haven't seen in a long time,
Yeah. Was there anybody at the reunion that you wanted to see or somebody that you saw that, really had a changed appearance or something like that?
No, everybody looks the same. I don't know. It's like, I feel like you never left. It was like everybody looked the same pretty much.
That's what I thought. When I saw everybody at the bar, I was like, my first impression was, wow, everybody looks the same.
Right.
They look exactly the same.
See, I've never experienced, I've never gone to one, so I don't know. This is, I'm still waiting for my first one.
Yes, Rock's still a young kid. He's
still a youngin.
26. How many more years until you get yours?
I graduated in 97 from high school, so I mean, two more years.
Next year.
We're going to go to yours.
We should. We should all go.
We're all going to go to Rock.
See that Polish Bob drinking like 30 Jack and Coats.
Nice.
I'm Polish Bob.
I'll drink a liter. Liter of Jack.
That'd be great. So it's my entourage.
Bob, did anybody get out of hand at the reunion?
No. It was pretty cool. One of the guys that was there is this guy Al. He's graduated with. He's supposedly he's on Party 105 or DJs for Party 105.
Yeah, let me give you the background of Al. Everybody, Al. I was at college at West Virginia University. You remember the court show that Judge Mills Lane used to have back in the
day? Yeah. The former referee, right?
Yeah. So it was like late night. I was hammered, and I'm just watching the tube, and all of a sudden, Al from high school pops on my TV at West Virginia University.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, wow, this guy's life's going downhill. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
Al was the guy in high school that, I don't know, he was just, he was kind of like the outsider a little bit. Nice guy, very right. nice guy, but he was like big yep. and very intimidating. He right. was like the sketchy guy. You didn't mm. know which if he was a good guy or a bad guy. But apparently, yeah, right. apparently he's you know, blazing hip hop and R&B now for wow. Party 105 here on Long Island. Yeah. Look at Al.
Yeah. Dropping the ones and twos.
Yeah, actually.
He was supposed to be on Sunday night at 9 or something. I forgot to listen. I was going to try and listen, but.
Al, Big Al, we'll call him. He DJed the reunion, and he apparently made copies like of his mixtape or something that the DJs have. They right. had the mixtapes, and I actually got a copy of it because he gave one to everybody at the reunion.
I don't know. That's a little tacky. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. A little bit tacky. A little bit.
Yeah. He was getting up on the mic on the DJ. You know, taking the mic from the DJ the whole night, and you know, he's like, yo, Question 95 in the house.
Ugh. Oh, really?
Oh.
did they play like the old like 1995 music, or did they play like?
Yeah, they played a lot of old tunes. It was nice. Definitely retro.
Like the, you know, the Macarena or whatever it was?
No Macarena or anything, but I played a lot of old stuff.
Like grunge music?
Like middle school dance music, that kind of stuff. Ugh.
Like the Locomotion? Ace of Base?
Yeah, right.
I saw the sign.
I saw the sign. The Cranberries?
Oh.
It was fun. It was some. Oh man, there was a couple. This girl who we knew, me and Kieran knew, and she was getting down and dirty on a dance floor. Man, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, Bob was telling me that there was one chick that we used to know in high school was like pretty much having sex with her husband or boyfriend on the dance floor.
Now, was she frisky back in high school? Like, is this like a side that you never saw before from the past?
Not really. You don't remember? I don't know.
Yeah. It's a side of her I've never seen.
Sure,
before.
Sure.
Like back in high school, this was the girl. She's very quiet. You
right.
know?
Now you're wishing, oh, damn, why didn't I get on that back then?
Yeah, and she's got some skeletons in the closet
now. Damn.
And she let the skeletons out on the dance floor. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm fearing my reunion. It might get ugly for me.
Bob, did you see any like enemies from the past? But you didn't have any enemies.
I don't have any enemies, really.
Nah. Bob was mingling with the other mothers, you know, changing recipes and talking about how to breastfeed their children.
I was talking to the other Mr. Moms. It was, you know, with me and the other women. That's about it.
That's what you were doing? You were sitting at a table talking to a bunch of women about baby stuff?
Recipes and changing diapers, you know.
I tell you what, Bob.
Wow.
Bob is the funniest guy alive without trying to be funny. He's fucking hysterical to me. I don't know. Yeah. So you had a good time at the reunion. I'm kind of pissed now that I didn't go.
Yeah, everybody was, you know. Let me just say one thing about they showed this video, our senior class video, and pretty much our whole senior class video is like showing them like shots of Wading River and Sean and then showing shots of like guys driving like Kevin doing 360s in his Camaro.
Then they
pan into the sprocket. They pan into this shot of Kieran. Okay, uh-huh. And Kieran back in the day was pretty buff.
Sure.
Now he's
nothing.
Kieran. So they have this shot of him like all like flexing with like the American flag like flapping in the breeze behind him for like about a good 2 minutes on this one shot in the senior video. Everybody the whole time is like, where the hell's Kieran?
Oh.
I'm like, nah, he dicked out, he didn't want to come.
We gotta find that.
All the girls are like, wow, look at Kieran.
Yeah, don't look like that anymore.
Yeah, he don't look like that now.
That's what I said when I went to the bar, because everybody's like, oh, dude, we saw the video and you were like huge. And I was like, yeah, I ain't like that anymore. Look at me in the mirror.
Yeah.
I look at myself in the mirror and cry every day.
Wind beats him down now.
Yeah.
A good breeze.
Yeah.
I look like some sort of like mix between like a fat chick and a small dude. It's weird. I got like a midget body. It's weird. It's just a mess.
A deranged midget.
Yeah. So the high school reunion apparently was a good time. It was definitely good seeing everybody again.
Yep. Everybody's just pretty much hairier and, well, hairier but have less hair. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Less hair on the top, more hair on the shoulders.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There are a lot of hot chicks, too, there.
Did you canoodle with any of them?
I did with one. Bob's got some pictures, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
His picture.
Did you slip her the hammer?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Faggot.
I think Bob did, but he's got a wife. Right, Bob?
There was no hammer slipping on this
end. No. Polish Bob's hammer's on the lock and key.
Mm. Yeah.
And he doesn't have the key.
I actually have a copy of that Al mixtape that he handed out at our high school reunion.
Can we play it?
I'll play it after I hang up
nice.
On Bob.
Nice. I'm going to fuck that.
My hammer's only got the claw. I can't hammer any nails. I can only pull nails out.
Right.
There it is.
No hammering for me.
Help him out, buddy. There it is.
There you go, Bob.
Wait. I can't even hear it. Sir.
Well, Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show, trying to give us the recap. I know you're very nervous coming on the radio.
I'm not the best recapper, you know.
It's all right. You're surrounded by a pile of shit. What are you going to do? You got to clean up shit now.
I still love Bob.
He's the best. Bob's the man.
I love Bob.
Bob's the only man, the only real man that could get away with saying gosh golly.
Gosh golly.
And it'll actually be funny.
Yeah, it'll be funny, right?
All right, Bobby.
All right, guys.
Take care of yourself.
Later.
See you later.
Later.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Bob, Polish Bob, my best friend, giving us a recap of the reunion. Definitely, it was a fun time. I didn't go, but I went to the bar afterwards, saw everybody, so it was good.
Yeah.
A lot of people knew about the show.
That's amazing.
Which was strange.
That's crazy.
People were, you know.
Why?
I was like, how do you know about the show? And I'm like, I don't know. I was like, okay, heard about it from so-and-so. Like, that was my high school, like rumor mill. Like, oh, what is this person doing now? So I guess people heard that we did the show or I did the show or something like that.
So wait a minute, the rumor was passing around that you do a talk radio show?
I guess, I don't know.
Wow.
That's the way high school is.
That's awesome.
When you have like 140 kids in your graduating class, well, everybody knows each other, everybody knows what everybody else is doing.
So why aren't they in the chat room?
You know what I mean? So,
So any ladies that went to high school with Kieran McCann, feel free to email me at rocket@lunaticradio.com. We could discuss the futures.
Yeah, and if you live in a different state, send me a plane ticket. I'll be at your house tomorrow. Mowing your lawn and hopefully performing sexual acts.
Really? Do you like lobster?
No.
What about?
Oh, yeah. I do like lobster. Love Maine.
Love it!
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, so the high school reunion was good. Let's try to...
Let's tear this apart. I mean, take a good listen to this fantastic audio.
Now, this is a mixtape from one of my buddy... not a buddy of mine, just a guy I knew in high school.
Right.
He DJ'd our high school reunion, and he handed out a mixtape of his, his stuff to everybody. Apparently, this guy has a radio show on Party 105, local station here on Long Island. So this is his DJ mixtape. Here we go. I haven't even listened to this.
Okay,
it just sounds like...
This is the Verve.
Sounds like the Verve.
This is the Bittersweet Symphony. Yeah. Still the song.
Are people pawn this off as, like, their own stuff?
If he pawned this off as his own stuff, he should be shot. I mean, talk to him.
It sounds like he's just replaying
Smashing. If you're feeling like a pimp, nigga, go push your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go push your shoulders off.
Are you kidding me?
Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you kid.
Wait, oh, wow.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol.
I don't understand DJs.
What? Because Jay-Z sings on the 4-beat, that means, oh, I'm a good DJ? That doesn't mean anything.
Is that DJing, like, taking one song and mixing it with another?
No. Just because Jay-Z could sing well to a 4-beat metronome and you could just top it on any rock song, that doesn't make you a DJ. I'm sorry.
All right, let's see.
Sounds like just yesterday, you were a part of me.
Okay, Al.
There's nothing original about that.
Ali from high school.
Uh-oh.
I have your DJ mixtape in my hand.
Oh!
I just broke it.
Damn! Careful, don't cut yourself there.
That is not talent.
Careful, you broke it.
You just, thanks for making a mixtape. That's what you did. God, ooh, I did just cut my hand. I think. All right, so that was horrendous. That was uneventful.
Wow, a retard could do that.
Yeah. So my high school reunion was this weekend. If you have a high school reunion coming up, I would suggest going.
Hey, this is Josh Gogan, and you're listening to the mediocre bits of lunaticradio.com. They're still pretty good, but it's mediocre.
What up, everybody? We just cut from break. Coming back in. The man on the phone, his name is Billy Burr. You know him. He's a legend.
Legend.
Joins us on the lunaticradio.com show. Hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? I like how you got a little hip-hop flavor in your thing now. What up?
Yeah, what up?
We're back from the break. Dude, I'm standing outside a sports bar in Manhattan right now. Some guy, swear to God, he showed up on looks like a moped with a girl on the back.
That's sad. That is so sad.
It's wine paint and he has matching sneakers on.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I'm distracted.
No, it's all right. Well, it's not every day.
I like to do visual jokes on the radio. That's my thing.
It's good. It works, Bill. I got what you were saying.
Yeah, I get judged by the absolute silence that God, I could tell that was a comedy gem right there.
So you can't fuck around with Bill anymore because he's a professional. He's a radio professional now.
Yeah, there we go. Bill has become a legend, everybody, over the last couple months.
Yep.
He was doing obviously he goes on the Opie and Anthony radio show from time to time, and Opie and Anthony had the traveling virus thing,
right?
Where they were playing huge venues with a whole comedy show, and they're going from city to city, and I guess Bill, they went to Philly, mm-hmm. And what happened from there, Bill? What'd you do to the Philly crowd?
Philly, city of brotherly love. They welcomed everybody with open arms. It was basically one of those deals where, I don't know, Philly's always been hilarious to me in that, they boo everybody, they throw snowballs at Santa Claus. I've seen them boo Destiny's Child, Ja Rule, Ashanti. They booed everybody, and it's been hilarious unless you're on the other side of it. And basically, we were doing the Tweeter Center in Camden, New Jersey, which is right across the river from Philadelphia. And, it was like 10,000 people, and they'd all been drinking for like 4 hours. They were out in the parking lot. We drove in. They were all wearing Eagles jerseys and shit. It looked like a white power rally. Like, they all had shaved heads and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was like Apocalypse Now when we drove in. That's basically what the whole vibe was. So the show started, and they had already been drinking for 3 hours. And the first comic out there, they booed off stage. They were chanting asshole. It was brutal.
Right.
So right off the bat, the crowd seized control of the show.
Ugh.
And they were never really put in their place. And 3 hours later, I went on. So they had been drinking for about 6 hours. So I basically had about 1.2 seconds to be funny before they started booing me. And they started booing me, so I don't know. I just went off on them.
What?
I just was basically standing there going, all right, what do these people love? They love their mothers. They love the Eagles. They love the Flyers. And I just basically said, fuck all of that for 12 minutes.
Oh, so, Bill, did you actually get fucking angry right there on stage? Did like something just click in your head and you're like, you know what? I'm fucking pissed. This is annoying.
No, it was a weird thing. It was like, I've been booed before. So that the first time we get booed, it's like, I don't know. It's like one of the most amazing moments. Like this, it's this unbelievable feeling where it's like you totally have the crowd's attention, but for completely the wrong way. And when that wave of booing hits you, I'm telling you, it makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. And that moment when you realize I just can't get them back. So I've gotten booed in Vegas one time. And I remember when I left, after I left, I started thinking about the people in the crowd and all the shit I could have said, and I just felt like I went out like an asshole. So I just kind of made a mental note that if that ever happened again, I don't even know if I made that mental note. I just know when they booed me, I was just like, fuck. I don't know. They were just crowd that I felt didn't even deserve a show at that point because they were being so fucking rude. So I just snapped. I really didn't have a game plan, but after I snapped so hard I realized that I couldn't go back into my act. And I also knew that I wasn't going to leave a second early because they would have won on some level. So
yeah, right.
That's when I just started thinking, all right, what do these people love? And I just attacked everything.
Yeah, and you actually...
I could think of about Philly.
It took a lot of bull. I watched it on YouTube. I don't know how many times that clip has been viewed on YouTube.
Man.
Probably over 100,000 times.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet...
Yeah, last I heard, it was like about 120.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's on our website, too, I think. Somebody posted it on there.
Dude, that's what's hilarious about comedy. If you have a great set, if you're lucky, 800 people will see it. But if somebody throws an axe at your fucking head, it'll get, like, you know, 300,000 hits on YouTube.
Yeah, but it's not a negative thing on your part. I mean, it's almost like godly. It's like, holy shit, this guy is ripping into 10,000 people who are freaking booing him.
Well, I got to be honest. It depends on who you are. Some people understand what's going on. You'd be surprised how many people watch that. They don't even get it. They literally think that I just went out on stage. Like, they just introduced me, and I walked out on stage like that.
But even when he was giving the countdown.
Please welcome Bill Burr, and I just came out, fuck Philadelphia. You know what I mean? It's like, that's not what I did. No, and then there's also a lot of people who thought that I was having a good time. Like, that was an enjoyable thing to do. It wasn't. It was, I had a headache by the end of it.
Totally.
I mean, whatever you do, whether you juggle, you figure skate or you tell jokes. When you go out on stage, you want to go out and do what you do. You don't want to have to scream at the audience. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to. I felt literally like I had a falling out with a relative. You ever have one of those fights like over like Thanksgiving?
Yeah, right.
And you just realize you're not going to be speaking for at least another 8 months.
Right. So you're not speaking
like
to a
something
city.
Something major is going to happen in your life. I think what's so hilarious about Philly. And the thing that actually I do love about Philly is the emails I got from people who were there, they're such psychos, they actually like me better than if I just did my act. The fact that I stood there and told them to go fuck themselves. That's how crazy they are down there.
They're like beaten wives or something. Just coming back from work.
Maybe at the show we should boo him so he feels more at ease.
All right.
What's that?
I said, well, maybe at the November 12th show we should boo you so you feel more at ease and in your element.
Oh, dude, that already happened in Cleveland. When I went to Cleveland on the last stop, they booed me just because they wanted to hear me go off on Cleveland. But then at that point, it was stupid. It was like, all right, now you're going to pretend to boo me, and then I'm supposed to, like, pretend to get mad. Like, why I oughta, you know?
So what'd you do? Did you mention that to them, or you just went on with your set?
Yeah, it just didn't work that night because it was too soon, and they weren't doing it in a bad way. They just it's one of those deals where they just did it because they thought it was going to be funny, and it wasn't even like the whole crowd, but it was enough of the crowd. I'm good. You sent us to the sports bar. Sorry, somebody asked me if I wanted a beer. it was just enough of the crowd to disrupt the set, and it really was one of the worst nights. And for me as a comedian, because I evidently, according to my therapist, I catastrophize, which is whatever's happening, I just I take it to the nth degree. Like, I was really like, oh my God, they're booing me. Then I was like, this is going to happen every show. Then no one's going to want to see me. Then I'm going to be broke, and then I'm going to have to go move in with my parents. Then they're going to die, and I'm going to be homeless. Like, you know, I that's how my brain works. So, but since then, you know, nobody's done. But it's one of those deals, like, when you go up in front of 5,000-6,000 people, if you heckle somebody and you're, like, the 89th row, it's really a pussy thing to do. Like when you're in row triple F, I can't see you or whatever, but, you know, if I'm in a comedy club and somebody heckles me, I don't give a shit, because I can see you, and I can chop your head off, no problem. But, you know, when you have, like, lawn seats and 100 of your friends are just booing me, you know,
I don't know.
That gets tough.
There's really no courage in that.
Oh, that Philly thing is absolutely, it's fantastic. Yeah. I mean,
I love when he kept on giving the countdown after, you know, every little bit.
That's
classic.
That's the funny part about
it,
is that
classic.
Bill had like a certain allotment of time that he had to do a set. And I guess there was a clock off stage.
Sure.
And he was watching it, and he's like, every time it struck a minute, he'd go, 7 minutes left.
Yeah, and that was classic.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's genius.
Yeah, that ended up being the thing that kind of kept it going.
Definitely.
The callback.
Definitely.
I guess, you know, I can't really remember much of the set. It's like being blind drunk, I guess. It was one of those deals I was really, I guess I was really mad. I was just like, I've been doing this shit for 14 years. I know I'm funny, and you guys are so drunk. Mm. And just so fucking disrespectful. I guess that's what it was. That it was just I was kind of arrogant. I just kept saying, you're gonna boo me, like I was above getting booed or something. It was kind of funny in a way, I guess. I don't know. My favorite thing was, I don't even know when I broke the mic stand, but at some point I just looked down and I was just holding the shaft of the stand in my hand.
Just that's awesome.
So I guess I must have had a good grip on it.
All right. Well, Bill will be at the...
I'll tell you the funny thing. My mother, actually, she heard about it and was asking me. She wanted to see it on YouTube, and I was just like, I don't think you should watch that one, Mom.
Yeah.
Considering when I've done Conan O'Brien, you've hit my set. You're definitely not going to like this one.
Yeah. The mom wants to see you self-destruct on stage.
No.
That's not
good. Yeah. Hey, just for the record, I didn't say cunts until about... 6 minutes left.
Oh. All right, not bad. Not bad, Bill. That's good stuff.
It's solid.
Bill, so what the hell are you guys based out of here? Are you guys out in Vegas? Where are you at?
We're on Long Island, man.
Oh, Long Island. Why didn't I think you guys were in Vegas? I was going to say I was just out there.
No.
Oh, really?
Well, were you guys going to come in for the show or what?
Yeah, we're going to be there.
We'll be there on November 12th.
Oh, all right. We'll make sure you guys come by and say hello.
Right. I just wanted to mention
the whole internet radio thing. You guys are coming off like the Unabomber to me. I want to see that you're regular.
We are regular.
Oh, man. No. You'll meet us and you'll be like, stay away from me.
Yeah. We're not kid touchers or anything.
Oh, all right. Well, that's cool you guys are coming down. That's going to be a good cause.
That's right.
I don't know. I guess that wasn't really funny on this call, and I was just kind of describing what happened.
Bill, you're great.
No, you're
like I'm testifying right now.
No, it's all right.
You're doing good,
you're
man.
Solid. Come on, let's breathe. Come on.
The people love you on this show.
Yeah.
We get all emails from the people going, hey, when are you going to have Bill back on the show?
Yeah.
I'm like, whenever Bill wants to do this show.
The MySpace horse speech. That's what put me over.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now you're like the seasoned veteran. You could just sit here and say cunt and fuck and pussy in a barrel, and they'd be like, that's Bill Burr. We're happy now.
That's right. I'm just trying to help people out. That's all.
That's all. Yeah, making dreams come true.
I come in peace, man. I come in peace.
I love it. I can't wait to meet Bill now. He's going to get away.
Bill will also be at Zanies in Chicago from November 8th to the 11th, everybody. His website is BillBurr.com. Or you can check him out on MySpace, myspace.com/Bill Burr. He'll also be at the Gotham Comedy Club on November 12th, the comedy show to cure autism with Ted Alexandro, Pat Dixon, and a host of others, everybody. I want to thank Bill for coming on the program again. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, yeah, thanks for keep getting me on the show, man. I really appreciate it. Definitely come by and say what's up when you come down on the 12th.
Oh, okay. Definitely. We'll say hi.
We'll see you on the 12th, Bill. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Take care of yourself. Bill Burr, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Seymour, I've tried the back door once. I tried the old anal sex with the girlfriend I had back in the day. And, you know, it didn't go over too well.
No. You should try lubrication next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
How about that story yesterday that Dick Cheney was on a hunting expedition?
Yeah, that's just high quality right there. That's going to help you. That'll help you get through the day.
Vice President Dick Cheney accidentally shot and wounded his companion during a weekend quail hunting trip in Texas. I believe I have live audio.
Ooh.
Yeah. He shot. He shot Harry Whittington, who was a lawyer in Texas. That is great. Harry, shut up. That's so melodramatic.
That is that's like Dolby surround audio of this stuff.
You would think if a guy got shot by a shotgun, it would be 1 hour and you fall to the ground silent. But he's being all melodramatic about it.
The most obscure audio ever.
Yeah, so Dick Cheney shot his buddy there, Harry, when they were, ironically, hunting for quail. Who is it? Dan Quayle? No.
That sucked.
That's the wacky joke.
That fucking
sucked. That's the wacky joke I heard on the radio.
Yeah. That was funny on the board. One of the people posted a little Elmer Fudd picture with Cheney's face in it. Yeah. It's kind of funny looking. Some good shit over there.
I mean,
so odd, this audio.
That's Quayle. That's him shooting Harry.
It is.
Dick Cheney shooting Harry. And this is Harry being way too melodramatic. Come on, it's just a shotgun.
Yeah, really, calm down, buddy.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Suck it up, Dick.
Couldn't hurt that bad.
Yeah, come on.
I just got your face.
It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah, just shrapnel in the cheek, that's all.
Shrapnel.
Shake it off, kid. Walk it off.
Walk it off, Dick.
Walk it off.
That's the worst.
You know what he should have done is popped another one right into his sternum.
Yeah, really. Just finish the job.
Yeah. Very peaceful out in the woods.
It is.
When you shoot people in the face. And you're the vice president of the United States.
This is some high quality audio.
Oh man, I feel bad for these guys because this administration just fucks up.
Without getting too political, this is just the fuck. Hey, there's audio. You want to hear someone throw it on?
Okay, yeah.
Some who worried not only about how the shooting happened on Saturday,
but
why it wasn't made public sooner.
Who's this? That fucker.
The accident happened Saturday on a ranch in South Texas where Vice President Cheney, an avid hunter known to be a good shot, has hunted before. While hunting quail, witnesses say Harry Whittington, a 78-year-old lawyer and prominent Republican, broke into the tent for a downed bird in tall grass. Catherine Armstrong, the owner of the ranch, was watching when Whittington rejoined the hunting group.
Harry did not tell them that he was going to leave the area where he was looking for the bird.
At the White House today, the focus quickly shifted to who knew about the shooting and when.
You've got to clarify this timeline.
When did the president know that the vice president was the shooter? What time?
Again, there's additional information coming in that night.
The accident occurred at about 5:30 Saturday evening. The president first learned that the vice president shot a fellow hunter after 8 p.m. Sunday morning, around 8 a.m., Mr. Cheney was interviewed by the county sheriff's office. At some point, officials say Cheney also spoke with the ranch owner, Catherine Armstrong, telling her to publicly disclose what happened.
She saw what occurred, and she called her local paper to provide those facts to the local paper.
The Corpus Christi Caller-Times reported that the vice president's office would only confirm the story some 18 hours after the incident occurred.
Yeah, that's the government for you, folks. 18 hours.
That's standard. Making sure Mr. Whittington was getting the medical care, and that's where all efforts were focused.
Also today, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department cited Cheney for not having a special bird hunting stamp on his hunting license. Cheney's office says it thought the license included bird hunting and hadn't been told about the need for the stamp.
Thank you. One of the first reports on what went wrong.
Unbelievable.
That's great. Oh, check it.
Not only did you shoot your buddy in the face, but now it doesn't look like you have a hunting license to shoot quail.
Whoops.
And how can you get a license to shoot Dan Quayle? Come on. I didn't know they offered those hunting.
You're the worst.
I didn't know they offered those kind of hunting licenses.
You're a hack.
Hey, everybody. It's the CEO here. So, you looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Well, go over to lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's lunaticradio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up. Buy it. You know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag.
You're listening to the best of lunaticradio.com. We suck.
Want to congratulate Rocket this week.
Thank you.
Because Rocket showed a little bit of self-deprecation.
I did.
and he put together a remix.
Yeah.
What is the song? Set it up for me.
Well, I tell you, I was on my ride home, and you know, I'm always trying to think of stuff to do with the show. And sure enough, Two Live Crew came on with Me So Horny, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, it was like, wham! Like, I wasn't even thinking about, oh, what can I do with this? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, here's this song, I'm putting this to it. Like, I didn't even have to think about it. I put that all together that same night we spoke about it within an hour, because the idea was so there, I was like, rolled with it. To me, I thought it was funny. So I had the Two Live Crew song, Me So Horny, and I stuck my voice over it from a certain show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you took some clips from the segment with Jessica Drake where you and her were doing like a moaning session on the phone.
Right.
You're like, ooh, yeah, take that. Bitch, right. Right? Made a little remix song.
The 220 show for all those who haven't listened yet.
So this is the Rocket Remix, I guess. What, is that what we're going to call it? Do you have a title for this?
No, it's just, you know, one of those little things we do for the show. Whatever.
It's fucking hysterical. It's mind-numbing, but it's hysterical. Here we go. Two Live Crew featuring Rocket. Yeah.
And those are all real sounds I made a couple weeks ago.
Those are all sounds taken from that segment.
All I did is I stuck it on my little turntable on my one and two and mixed it up a little. But those are me actually moaning.
There it is. Oh, fuck yeah. Her legs are tied back like a turkey.
The O-Face remix is what I'm getting on the instant message feedback.
Yeah, that's a great title for it.
There it is. Oh, fuck yeah.
Rock the O-Face remix.
You're listening to the best.
This is what we do when we fill.
Really?
We broadcast from somebody's asshole.
Or the worst of lunaticradio.com.
Go ahead, Rock. All what right, do we got going on? We're trying to call that chick again, right?
Ashley.
Let's see
if this works.
The password is...
One of the Olsen twins, Ashley. Right, Rock?
Yeah, sure. Now, wait. I just tested my...
There we go. Okay. This is Ashley?
Yeah. You're going... And tell, set her up.
Quiet.
Not set her up, but...
Set up.
Well, you know, tell her what you did, you know.
Hello? Hi. Did it beep?
No.
Wow. It got nothing.
I think she hung up on us. She knows we're calling.
Call duration? How come it's going? Let's try this again. Hold on.
All right. We're going to try calling
her. I think she might know it was you.
Oh.
She doesn't want to be on the radio. That's what I'm saying.
Slatron.
Slater.
Calling her again?
Yeah. It's gonna,
okay. There we go.
Watch you. Stop calling me.
I don't want you.
It's three.
Hello?
Hi. Hello. Who's this? God, man, you put me right on the spot.
Hi,
it's Kieran. Remember me? I met you at the bar the other night.
Uh-huh.
Did I already bomb? I'm on the radio, by the way.
Hello?
Do you remember me? Do you want to be on the radio?
Yes, I remember you, but I don't know if I want to be on the radio.
She doesn't want to be on the radio, Rock. We got to hang up on her.
You sure?
You can't put me on the spot like that. It's not fair.
It's not fair,
oh,
see?
It's not fair.
Can't throw her on the air.
Kim said we could call.
Can you get naked?
Yeah, but I need some notice. Now what am I going to talk about? And everyone can hear me. And I said,
well, no, because we were just discussing before that you, you know, the little conversation you and Kieran had the other night at the party. By the way, thank you for coming. That was a lot of fun, and I'm glad you came out.
Thank you for having me. What conversation was that? There were many conversations.
Specifically the one where, well, he was talking about a tattoo and he started poking you. Do you remember that?
Yes, I wasn't that drunk. I remember.
No, we know you weren't. See, there's the Kieran has some. Well, we'll call them complications when he's around people of the opposite sex, and he gets very shy and awkward. And
I'm trying to make a bit out of this
and things like that. But
hello.
So we figured we'd give you a ring just to see, you know, just to kind of clear the air. So just in case you thought he was a complete dick, and in reality
I'm
not
he's not. Hello.
I had a fabulous time. I didn't. Anyone was a complete bitch. You know, I enjoyed having my boobs poked at and talking about them.
What they want to do is they want to find somebody I can have sex with.
You want to find someone you can have sex with?
Other than myself. Ron's getting up and leaving. What's wrong, Ron?
You should call random girls.
I'm kidding. I'm just having some fun. I like Allison.
It's Ashley. You know, honestly, actually, since we're here, and because he's being a complete toolbox, which I didn't think he was going to do, we'll just lay all the cards out. The guy's going on 8 years plus without sex.
Go ahead, Ron.
And he's miserable.
I'm kidding.
And
I like
and
Ashley.
And he's lonely.
I'm just having some
and
radio
we were, honestly,
fun.
We were trying to help him here, and I was like, all right, you know, we'll try him a ball. Just try to kind of clear the air kind of thing. Just make sure there's no hard feelings or anything like that. And he goes and tries to pull, like, wacky stunts.
I'm not being wacky. Ashley, I like you, Ashley. I thought she was a very nice lady.
There you go.
Ashley has...
Well, I had a good time.
Ashley's jet-setting all across the country, I think.
Say what?
Aren't you jet-setting across the country or something?
I have been jet-setting across the country, yes.
Yes, she has. See?
Say something nice about New York State, now that you also screwed that up.
I love New York State. The Poconos are fabulous. Is that a New York...
Sure.
I don't know.
I don't even
okay,
know.
Guys, well, as real as it's been.
Okay. Have fun.
But thank you for calling. Thank
yes.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You just got owned. You're
you
the
don't
worst.
Take this whole penis in your mouth.
That's all I want.
Wow.
Ron left.
Ron, like, awkward alert. Leave.
That was awkward. Ron couldn't take the awkwardness.
In all honesty, I didn't think she was going to pick up. Because
I didn't think she was.
Because Kim was trying to call her.
Well, and now the people know how much I'm a train wreck.
You're retarded.
Somebody's holding up a sign in the chat room saying, Kieran, hang yourself. Yeah.
Like, you knew right away. Like, that's when he started talking. He's like, dead in the water.
They both looked at me with bright eyes like, oh, man, this is
dude, Rocket,
on.
I swear to God, you should have just hung up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way.
You should have just been, like, wrong number.
Yeah. Jelly just told me something. Now I'll never be able to hang out with her again because now she'll never want to hang out with
me. Way to go.
Nah, dude. You
thanks,
know what?
Karen.
Honestly, I swear to God. Just chalk it up to being a bit or something. And, oh, yeah. I'm not, this
that's
was a radio
worse,
bit and
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, Kim, sort that out, please. Yeah. Please, sort totally. That out.
Fix my mess, please.
Oh, my God.
I'll buy her a bill. I'll buy her a
you
bill.
Had it. Do you realize how you had it?
I didn't have anything. The girl didn't want to be on the radio.
No, you know what? You know what? Let's just pretend like that never happened.
It happened.
Because that.
And I blew it.
God, dude.
Everyone's saying that's the closest thing to a train wreck.
It is close.
He's chiming in. What the fuck?
I feel like Ben Roethlisberger right now.
I had to get up and leave.
That was so awkward.
I had to get up and leave. I couldn't sit here.
No, you didn't.
I couldn't sit here and listen to this.
Ron just got all red for me.
Oh, my God. His I did. Face. I'm embarrassed for you. Holy shit.
Wait a minute. There might be a little life to this. Kim's telling me she was just shy.
Oh, she's shy.
So you asked her to get naked.
All
and
right.
You called her Allison.
That was a bit.
No. But you don't have to do a bit here.
I was trying to. I have people listening to the program. No one was listening
wait,
to the phone call.
Karen, the point of that, you didn't need to make it. In and of itself, it
I'm
was
radio
a bit.
Guy right now.
You're missing the point. In and of
forget
itself
it.
Was
listen,
a bit.
Listen.
You didn't need to make it
Rocket,
more than one.
Rocket.
Well, sorry. Just go.
Just forget it. Next thing. Yeah. Move on.
Right.
Because that. I don't even want to talk about that. I don't. I literally. I feel like right now, like I just caught my parents fucking.
By the way,
like that you know that like that horror that you found. You know the horror that you think of. You know what I'm saying?
He messed up.
By the way, I'm in love with the stripper.
Can we go home? I'd love to just go home.
No, we're just.
I have full control.
We're going. No, we're pushing on. We're pushing on. Oh, I'm gonna forget. Like I'm gonna forget that.
These
forget
things
that
are gonna happen. We're gonna have cringe for moments on the show.
You know what? No, that's no. You know what? There's cringe moments, and then there's cringe moments that are like a sneak peek into the window of the life that is Kieran McCann. Yeah.
You know what? I'm noticing Ron doesn't like feeling uncomfortable.
That's what that is, dude. We should just move on.
See? He's feeling completely uncomfortable.
No, I don't want to, because I don't want to, like, bash you in front of, like, a lot of people.
I get it every freaking show. No, I'm used to it.
No, that's joking. This is, like, serious. You're.
Like, seriously? There was no reason to call her Allison. None whatsoever. No.
I was kidding. She knows it. Did you just hear my tone, dude? Did you hear the tone in my voice?
You talk about me with the tone? You always bitch at me. Oh, it's the tone, though, that you use that, you know, it doesn't come across.
It came across. I like Ashley.
If someone's calling, I swear to God, hello. If it's someone I don't want, I'm hanging up.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, dude? It's Rory.
Rory Carford, comedian buddy from North Carolina. Rory was just on TV, right, Rory?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago on Speed Channel.
How'd it go?
We just got the ratings back. 11 people saw it. Nice. So we're pretty excited about that. We're
nice. That's pretty good.
Seriously? Was it 11 people?
I don't know. No, that show gets decent ratings. All it's right. Their NASCAR pre-show. I cannot believe what I just heard, though, man. That was more uncomfortable than when I had to do my Torah reading during my bar mitzvah.
Good, man. That's what it's supposed to do. A radio show is supposed to spark emotion.
Rory, wasn't it like catching your parents fucking?
It was so awkward and uncomfortable. It just gives you that feeling like when you're watching like some guy trying to put the moves on a girl or trying to kiss her, and you know he doesn't have a shot, and you just want to like jump in and be like, dude, stop!
Dude, just drink! I love it!
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.